In July of 2001, there was one damn thing for sure that everybody in the government knew. Osama bin Laden was responsible for the Cole bombing. We'll talk about this more tomorrow, Bill Scheer from liberaloasis.com. Stay tuned. There's more to come. It's just going to happen tomorrow.
Kohl's 50% off sale is making history by offering enormous amounts of great gifts. With more on that is our Kohl's gift expert.
Well, Kohl's certainly has its biggest selection of the hottest gifts for the holidays at 50% off this Wednesday only from 7 a.m. to midnight, like cool outerwear for the family and the latest cold weather accessories. 50% savings on cute Oshkosh playwear, all Fisher-Price toys, and festive accents to dress your table.
And seniors take an extra 15% off sale prices. See store for details. It's your list. Budget holiday.
You want great financing and a warranty. What do I look like, Santa Claus?
Consider this. Ford certified pre-owned vehicles have to pass a rigorous 115-point inspection, and they get 6 years, 75,000-mile powertrain, limited warranty coverage. And right now, you can get financing as low as 1.9%. Ford Quality Check certified pre-owned. If we don't certify it, it's just used. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford Credit Limited Term APR financing on select vehicles. Take delivery from dealer stock by 12/31/04. See dealer for warranty details or visit FordCPO.com.
I'm Lori Wisnicki, live in Madison, Wisconsin, and I'm on the mic.
The Mic 92.1, WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
CNN Radio News, I'm Andy Fleisch. Congressional lawmakers have given a huge endorsement to intelligence reform. The House voted 336 to 75 to enact a series of recommendations offered by the September 11th Commission designed to better protect the nation from another terrorist attack. CNN Radio's Joe Johns is on Capitol Hill.
And it's a big win for the 9/11 families who argued, debated, and lobbied so passionately on Capitol Hill for so long, and also the former 9/11 Commission, which tried to push this bill through here on Capitol Hill.
The measure would create a new position called a National Intelligence Director to oversee numerous federal departments. The Senate is expected to approve the bill tomorrow. President Bush says American Marines who've given their lives in Iraq died, quote, for a cause that is just. The president traveled to Camp Pendleton, California, thanking Marines for their service and meeting with family members who've lost loved ones.
The terrorist Zarqawi has lost his main sanctuary in Iraq. We seized tons of weapons and shut down terrorist bomb-making factories, killed more than 2,000 enemy fighters, and captured thousands more.
A classified cable from the CIA station chief in Baghdad is warning the situation in Iraq is deteriorating. The undercover officer is hoping for Iraq to become more secure after January's elections. A top Defense Department executive blames authorities at the Air Force Academy for allowing sexual misconduct among cadets. Nearly 150 women have lodged sexual assault allegations. The Pentagon is not saying if any Air Force officers are being disciplined. A senior FBI counterterrorism official wrote a memo this summer outlining three possible cases of abuse at Guantanamo Bay. The FBI is not commenting. The State Department is cautioning Americans to avoid travel to Saudi Arabia. The announcement comes one day after militants attacked the U.S. consulate in Jeddah. Five consulate employees were killed. The Saudi wing of Al-Qaeda has claimed responsibility. This is CNN Radio News.
Just how far can $30 go? If it's a gift from L.L. Bean, miles and miles, even years and years. Only L.L. Bean can bring you gifts this well-made for $30 or less. Faux shearling mittens, hand-sewn slippers, our adventure duffel. All 100% satisfaction guaranteed. All as close as LLBean.com. The best values come direct from Freeport, Maine. Shop until December 22nd for regular delivery by Christmas.
It's night. You have heartburn. You want fast relief. Zantac works fast. When first used, Prilosec OTC works not so fast. Zantac works right when you need it.
Hello, relief.
Prilosec's label says it may take 1 to 4 days to fully work. So, what would you choose?
Estimated time of relief, 1 to 4 days.
Prilosec? Nah. Zantac's for people who hate to wait, especially at night. Use as directed.
Firefighters in Chicago are getting a thank you from the city's mayor. Fire crews battled an overnight blaze in a downtown high-rise that injured 37 people, including 22 firefighters. Mayor Richard Daley spoke in an afternoon news conference.
I think everyone in Chicago joins me in wishing a quick recovery to all the people, firefighters and civilians, who were injured last night in the fire at LaSalle Bank Building.
Many of the injured firefighters have been released from local hospitals. Authorities are investigating the blaze. A deputy state fire marshal in Maryland confirms at least 7 fires in a wealthy subdivision were caused by arson. 12 homes were destroyed, with another 14 damaged, and arson is suspected in all of the blazes. No motive has been determined, but eco-terrorism is a possibility. A college professor who taught both Lacey and Scott Peterson praised the convicted killer during testimony, but also cried over Lacey's death. Robert Thompson Jr. described Lacey Peterson as a warm person. Jurors are hearing defense witnesses during the penalty phase of the double murder trial. This is news from CNN Radio. The Grammy nominations are out, and The Genius is on the list. CNN Radio's Jim Roop explains from Hollywood.
Ray Charles posthumously garners 7 Grammy nominations, including Album of the Year and Best Pop Vocal Album of the Year for Genius Loves Company. Best R&B Song category is interesting. The nominees are Usher for Burn, Alicia Keys for You Don't Know My Name, Kanye West also collaborating, Usher and Alicia Keys for My Boo, Usher and Lil Jon and Ludacris for Yeah, and oh yeah, Prince for Call My Name. Jim Roop, CNN Radio, Hollywood.
The executive director of the Major League Baseball Players Association says the union is talking to the commissioner's office about drug testing. Donald Fehr is in Phoenix for the players' annual meeting. An anonymous tipster who helped to solve a Kansas City murder case is turning down a $40,000 reward from the local Crime Stoppers group. The tipster wants the money donated to a charity founded in the murder victim's memory. The victim's father says he's floored. I'm Andy Flick. This is the CNN Radio Network.
Morning's Edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
I brought up the fact that I was a diaphragm baby. I was told when I was a kid that I was a mistake, I guess. And apparently my mom's boyfriend, John, said to my mom, why'd you tell your son that he was a mistake? And my mother apparently says, he knows that I like him.
Mistake or not.
Morning's Edition from 5 to 8.
On Madison's Progressive Talk.
The Mic, 92.1.
What we teach our children about money can stay with them a lifetime.
Teresa Turin of the Employee Benefit Research Institute.
Have you taught and encouraged your child to save? Teach savings through your own good example and save for your children's future. Your life, your choices. Work smarter and plan to retire in style. Choose to save.
Target how much you need to save by completing the ballpark estimate worksheet at www.choosetosave.org.
Choose to save.
That's choosetosave.org.
Now, Mike Malloy on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1. Mike Malloy.
Hey, good evening, True Seekers. Happy holiday. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Hope you had a great day. Thanks for tuning in as we wind up another day. Another day shot in the ass. Another day closer to death. How about that? Whew. What? Oh, okay. Well, that's a Buddhist thing. The Buddhist thing is, you should contemplate your own death every single day. You know, become familiar with it. Right? We don't talk about that. Press advisory. Tomorrow, 10 o'clock Eastern Time on C-SPAN 1. NBC, I think, will be carrying this a little bit of it. MSNBC will be carrying it. I'm sure that we will carry some of it on this radio network. 10 a.m. Eastern Time tomorrow. The hearing put together by John Conyers Jr., Democratic representative from Michigan. This is on the irregularities in the voting in Ohio during the presidential election. So tune into that. We will have sound for you tomorrow evening. One of the witnesses who is going to testify is Steve Rosenfeld, senior producer for Laura Flanders, whose promo you just heard here on Air America Radio. He will be testifying, all sorts of people, Reverend Jesse Jackson, Ralph Nees, the people of the American Way, Robert Fitrakis, editor of the Free Press. It just goes on and on and on and on and on. David Cobb, Green Party nominee for 2004 presidential election. Ellie Smeal, feminist majority. All sorts of folks. And again, I kind of take a little bit of pride that a senior producer from this network will be one of the witnesses testifying, Steve Rosenfeld. 10 a.m. tomorrow, if you're not up that early, like we are not, set your VCR. It's going to be interesting. The press advisory says that NBC and MSNBC will be covering the forum. Yeah, up until what point, boys? Yeah, okay, whatever. 10 o'clock tomorrow, Eastern Time, all right? Those of you on the West Coast, set your machines. I got an email from Carol, New York City. And I've got to digress, go down a kind of a byway here from what we normally talk about on this program. Carol sent me an email about the bill that now allows the slaughter of 14,000 wild horses. Did you see this on CBS the other night? I was watching the news. Well, I was watching CBS Evening News. It's not really the news, but it's kind of entertainment. I'm waiting for the night that Dan Rather does something really, really weird. I don't mean just walking off the set, but, you know, really weird. And it's bound to happen at some point. So I'm watching, and the CBS comes up with a story. There are like tens of thousands, I don't know, your guess, 20, 30, 40,000 wild horses and burros loose in the American West. And up to this point, they've been protected. Well, there was a bill passed in, 71, I think. Let me see, I've got it here someplace. Yeah, 1971, there was a law passed. It was the Wild Horse and Burro Act that protected these animals. Last Saturday, this filthy Congress, Republican-controlled, approved a 3,000-page year-end spending bill, of course, which is, $400 billion or something, which includes a provision that approves the sale of wild free-roaming horses and burros. Starting January 1st, any excess animal, excess animal, I like that, that is more than 10 years of age, or the excess animal has been offered unsuccessfully for adoption at least 3 times, shall be made available for sale without limitation to the highest bidder. Now, that's just lies. That's just lies. It's a usual Republican lies. The ranchers out west, Republicans to the last man, which I don't completely understand, but they don't like these horses. They don't like them. So they got Senator Conrad Burns, a Republican from Montana, to author proposed rules changes that would make these horses and burros eligible to be rounded up and slaughtered. Now, where are they going to go? What are they going to do? You think they're going to go into canned food? Well, probably some of them will wind up in canned foods or dog food in this country. But they're also... oh, God. The horse meat will primarily go to restaurants and butchers in countries like France, Belgium, Italy, and Japan, where horse meat is a delicacy. I don't care for that. I spent 3 summers at YMCA camp teaching Western riding, and I've worked with horses, and don't argue. Don't email me and tell me your horse is brilliant. Horses are stupid animals. They really are. They're beautiful. I love them, but they're not very bright. Okay, they're not very bright. But that does, so what? You know, they're lovable animals. And I spent many a summer night at the end of trail rides, washing them down with salt water, putting blue ointment on the saddle sores. And why did they have saddle sores? Because we boys that worked in the stables weren't able to take care of them? No, because we had a lot of campers that rode them. Spraying them with mosquito repellent, turning them loose at night in the fields, and then going over the next morning, rounding them up. You'd put some oats in the bottom of a metal pan and shake it, and the horses would hear that sound, and they would come to you. That's about the only way you're going to get them. And, just Western writing. I never cared too much for English writing it's a little bit too effete for me. But Western writing I just liked. So I spent an awful lot of time at a certain stage of my life around horses. And while they're not the brightest animals at all, they're very lovable. They are loyal. I like horses. So Congress inserted a provision in this year's spending bill that will allow the slaughter of thousands of these wild horses in Western states to be used for the sale in foreign meat markets. Damn it. Is there not one thing wild that these bastard human beings can leave alone? Just one thing. You know, roads into the wilderness, drilling offshore, ripping the tops off of mountains to get to the coal, killing horses and is there nothing? Is there not one single thing that can be left alone by Republican and Democrat? Anything. Now, it's my understanding that Burns, the Montana Republican, before he introduced this bill, he ran it by Senators Byron Dorgan, who's a Democrat from North Dakota, and Harry Reid, Democrat from Nevada, who is now the Senate Minority Leader. Texas Senator Kay Bailey Hutchinson also signed off on this and voted in favor of it. Are we to believe then, even though Conrad Burns is the one who introduced it, well, you know, he's a Republican, I doubt if Democrats could get anything in there. Conrad Burns, Republican Montana, chairman of the Appropriations Subcommittee that funds the Bureau of Land Management that allegedly is supposed to protect these animals. Burns placed the measure into the bill, it says here, after consulting with Senators Byron Dorgan and Harry Reid, both Democrats. Ray Field, who is the executive director of the Wild Horse Foundation, sent numerous requests to the Bureau of Land Management Program Manager Jeff Rawson in Washington, got no reply. What Ray Field, the director of Wild Horse Foundation, is trying to do, the Wild Horse Foundation in Franklin, Texas, has an agreement with the Bureau of Land Management and the National Park Service to adopt out these wild horses and burros. They don't have to be killed. If you just round them up, send these people in Franklin, Texas. They'll take care of them. They'll take care of them. Is there nothing? Jesus, God, is there nothing that is exempt from slaughter and murder and killing and despoiling and ripping to pieces? I'm talking about in the environment. Is there nothing? Oh, Jesus. It says here, Jerry Finch, director of Habitat for Horses in Hitchcock, Texas, says, these are animals that for centuries have fought beside us in battle, farmed with us, carried us into the West. They've been beside us since the beginning of America. The sale and slaughter of the horses, some descended from those first brought here in the 16th century by Spanish conquistadors, would primarily benefit Western ranchers, whose cattle share the water and pasture on public ranges with about 150 herd of horses and burros. We're talking wild Mustangs, an American icon.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
I know everything. Languages? Yes. Boiling points? Celsius and Fahrenheit? Yes. World capitals? Please. So, not too long ago, I tried to get a refi, and I get turned down. And this is the best part. The loan officer says to me, sir, do you know what your credit score is? So, I looked at her and said, tell me, do you know what the population of Liechtenstein is? Huh? Do you? She didn't.
Get in the know. Check out ScorePower from Equifax. You'll get your credit report, credit score, and you'll learn how your credit decisions can affect your score, all for only $14.95. And knowing that is how you get the credit you deserve. So check out ScorePower at Equifax.com or call 1-877-4-EQUIFAX. That's EQUIFAX. Equifax.
Well, now I have my credit score up to 760, the same number of days it took Frenchman Michel Lapointe to circle the globe on a bike. Yeah, I'll bet you didn't know that.
Get the power. Score power at Equifax.com.
The Randy Rhoads Show. There's no one else like her.
They're going to church just like they do in the red states. Their mills are closing just like in the red states. And the sermons are the same just like in the red states. You know what the Sunday morning sermon was? Are you 35 years old and still living with your mother? Jesus wants you to grow up. Blaming the people for not working when there was no place to work.
The Randy Rhoads Show, 2 to 5.
On Medicine's Progressive Talk.
The Mic, 92.1.
You can't decide what to give for the holidays. There's one gift that's always fitting. Gift certificates. And even better, now you can get a $50 gift certificate for just $25. Go to MadisonShopAtHome.com and you have a selection of tremendous local stores with great gift ideas. You can even get your gift certificate from MadisonShopAtHome.com and go buy a present and save some money. No one has to know you saved over 50%.
While supplies last, you can get a $50 gift certificate for just $25 on gifts from places like the new Oasis Day Spa, Madison Hobby Stop, Tyrol Basin Ski Area, Naughty to Nice at the Goodbye Girl, and beautiful items from Roe Pottery Works.
It's the fastest way to get your holiday shopping done, and it always fits. MadisonShopAtHome.com. The gift certificates will be delivered right to your door with more than enough time for the holidays. So shop locally right from your computer. Where? At MadisonShopAtHome.com.
I really wanted to help the homeless, so I donated money to a shelter, which gets them a hot meal and a bed for the next day they're on the street again. So I start working at a job training center, but the only jobs most of them can get pay minimum wage, so they can't afford a place to live. Now they can't go back to the shelters, because most of the shelters lost their funding when the budget emphasis shifted from housing to job training.
Saving the world isn't easy, but saving a life is. And just one pint of blood can save up to 3 lives. Visit bloodsaves.com to learn more. This public service announcement was brought to you by the Ad Council.
A message about drinking and responsibility from IndyCar owner Michael Andretti with Jim Beam Racing driver and 2003 IndyCar Series Rookie of the Year Dan Weldon.
Hey, rookie, you really look good on the track today.
Thanks, Michael. I have a great teacher and a great boss. You've taught me a lot about being responsible both on and off the track.
That's the difference between winning and losing. Staying in the race is everything. But taking risks off the track is never a winning formula.
That's so right. That goes for the highway, too.
Being responsible off the track means making smart decisions behind the wheel. Even if you're not going 200 miles an hour, you still need to be responsible.
Because I want to be around for the next checkered flag. So drink smart. That means if you drink, drink in moderation and never drive drunk.
Everyone wins when you drink smart.
You said it, boss.
Remember, always drink smart. Never drive drunk. Under 21, don't drink. This has been a public service message from Jim Beam Brands, the Michael Andretti Foundation, and this station.
Healing a divided nation with forward thinking. Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic. 92.1.
Until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Can you imagine if they would have rounded up Trigger and killed that golden palomino that belonged to Roy Rogers? Is that Roy Rogers and Dale Evans singing there?
Happy trail.
What was her horse was named Paint. I'm so old, I remember. I'm so old, I remember stuff like that, you know? So the deal here, and I know this is not what we normally talk about. So what? You know, so what? So what? And the article is in the Mooney paper, the Washington Times, the article I'm quoting from, about these 37,000 wild horses and burros still roaming out in the West. Not very much longer, thanks to Conrad Burns, a Montana Republican senator. The rules are changing, and he says his measure is a step in the right direction. These are horses, these are animals, these are herds, I should say, obviously not the individual horse, but herds that have been around for hundreds of years. They're being pushed off the land by oil, gas, cattle industries. So just kill them. Just kill them. Why not kill them? But, you know, do it so that somebody makes some money. Somebody's going to make some money here. You know, sell them off to Japan and Italy or wherever the hell they eat these animals. See, the current law says wild horses that are penned in federal corrals can be sold, but only to owners who agree to care for them for at least a year. That's a stipulation that essentially eliminates slaughterhouses. Now, this program costs about $10 million a year. That's what the government, that's what you and I spend, about $10 million a year. Huh? What does that work down to? Less than a couple of cents per tax? I don't know. But I saw the thing on television the other night, it kind of flashed into my head, and you know, I sat there and thought, well, I'll be damned. And then tonight, Carol from New York City sent me an email, said, you know, come on, please talk about this. Okay. I don't know what we can do. I have no idea. I'm tired of hitting on you anyway. You know, call your senator. Yeah, a lot of good that'll do. The Wild Horse Foundation that wants to rescue these animals and adopt them out is a tax-exempt nonprofit organization that operates off adoption fees and donations, and they protect these animals. So if you want to get in touch with the Wild Horse Foundation, go ahead. I don't have an email. You can figure it out. It says here, the Wild Horse Foundation requests that every child from every school and every horse lover, every taxpayer, protest this approval that will ultimately bring wild horses and burros to slaughter. Not one taxpayer voted for this measure. And we need a public support to protect the wild free-roaming horses and burros. Who will Congress send to slaughter next? Okay, well, Carol, there you have it. Yeah, I'll bring up a story like that every once in a while. Why not? I don't know if it does any good. I doubt it. Like the article says, not one single taxpayer in America that we're aware of, I don't know, maybe some wealthy absentee ranchers decided, hey, let's get rid of these damn wild horses. Let's get rid of them. So this is how it really works. Oh, Dale's horse was named Buttermilk. Who sent me this? R. Bixby. Paint, I believe, was the name of the horse that either Hopalong Cassidy rode or Robert Blake as Little Beaver on the Red Rider series. I think that was Robert Blake, Little Beaver on the Red Rider series. Hopalong Cassidy had a white horse. It was not an Appaloosa, just a white stallion. Dale's horse was named Buttermilk. Thank you, Bixby. Yes, Kathy.
What color horse did George Washington ride?
You got to stay away from. Kathy did some Christmas baking today, and I noticed that some of the wine and sherry was down a bit. What was George Washington's?
No, that was rum. Actually, I made pralines and fruitcake.
What was George Washington's horse's name?
What color was it?
What color was it?
Whichever comes to mind.
Produce the show, Kathy. Produce the show. That's great. Well, at least Molly will sleep well tonight, right?
I'm making some pralines and fudge.
Thanks, R. Bixby, for the name of Dale Evans's horse. Yeah, it was Buttermilk. Okay, that's all. I just wanted to bring it up. That's all. And it's a heartbreaker. It's a heartbreaker. I don't care if you've never been on a horse. Doesn't matter. One more thing gone. You know what? They're going to have maybe you can go to the San Diego Zoo or the Chicago. That's not in Chicago. Where's the zoo up there in Chicago? The one we used to go to. Do you remember a park? Not Highland Park. I don't know. Toledo Zoo. Maybe someplace. A couple of years from now, you can take your kid to see a Mustang. See a wild horse. I hate this. I really hate it. This Sunday, don't forget, this Sunday is Citizens Uprising, every state capital at high noon. You get it? 12 o'clock on the 12th day of the 12th month, 12, get it? This Sunday, make a sign, show up. Let folks know. Let your state governments know that you don't like what happened in this last election. I got an email here from a 16-year-old kid who is the Maryland state coordinator for that state, for the 51 Capital March, they're calling it. He's got a couple of questions here, and we'll address him on the air when we come back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
You can burn a few calories with this brain teaser from Cortislim. What do Stamford, Connecticut, Burbank, California, and the Cortislim lifestyle have in common? Here to tell us is Dr. Greg.
Well, the connection is that those cities each have a population of over 100,000 people. So, hypothetically, you might say that the entire population of, say, Abilene, Texas, not only ordered Cortislim one time, but ordered Cortislim again. And that doesn't surprise us at all, because over 100,000 reorders tells you that the Cortislim lifestyle, and that's managing everyday stress to create positive change, including your weight, along with proper diet, exercise, and Cortislim, well, it's working.
So when you hear that the number of customers who have reordered Cortislim is roughly equal to the entire population of Green Bay, ask yourself, wouldn't you be more comfortable stepping off the scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle this holiday season? It's as easy as calling 1-800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN. Once again, 800-921-BURN.
Unfiltered, fresh, and fearless talk.
There's this odd thing going on in New York City where literally there's more of these stage protests than there are gaps in Manhattan. And they simulate these torture things.
But you know what it does? It makes people talk about the issue, even if just to say that was so weird, the fake torture scene I saw on 34th Street today.
Unfiltered, weekdays from 8 to 11. On Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1.
Living in this part of the country, you wear your ability to deal with winter like a badge of honor. No drift is too high, no cold snap too long. You get out there and you deal with it. Why not have the best tools on your side, like a CCR Power Light from Toro? It's so lightweight and maneuverable, you can clear all the way down to the pavement and get rid of snow fast. Or check out the CCR 3650. Its exclusive R-Tech engine combines outstanding power and control with a 5-year starting guarantee. Lightweight, powerful, dependable snow throwers from Toro. They're everything you need to kick winter to the curb. Toro, count on it. Be ready for the next snowstorm. Get your new Toro today at Middleton Power Center, 3230 West Beltline Highway. Middleton Power Center's got the power to get you through another tough Midwest winter.
We've got the power.
All I wanted to do was climb a mountain on Breckenridge with my girlfriend. I've had back pain for about 10 years and have tried everything. Physical therapy, I've had 4 spinal injections, and I've even had surgery scheduled. And then somebody told me about ChiroMed and the Lordex system, and it worked. My sciatica isn't killing me anymore. My surgery was canceled. I was able to climb the mountain, had a great time.
I'm Dr. Dale Brockman, Clinic Director of the Lordex Spine Institute of Madison, a division of ChiroMed on Odana Road. Our clinic is the only healthcare facility in southern Wisconsin to offer the Lordex system, a painless, non-surgical, and highly effective technology proven to relieve many causes of lower back pain. When other methods fail, Lordex may be your answer. For a free report on the Lordex system, call ChiroMed at 826-9090 or find us in the business pages under ChiroMed.
I feel better than I felt in 10 years thanks to the Lordex system, ChiroMed, and Dr. Dale Brockman.
ChiroMed, getting you back into life.
If you're anything like me, you've tried everything to get fit. Another workout club with a bunch of equipment I don't know how to use, and I always end up looking and feeling the same. Well, not anymore. The Monkey Bar Gymnasium, 600 Williamson Street, is Madison's alternative gym. With a natural, total body approach to fitness, the Monkey Bar Gymnasium lets your body work as a whole to gain overall strength, lose weight, and become a healthier person. The Monkey Bar Gymnasium has created a positive atmosphere where trainers are by your side, giving you one-on-one attention. If you've never worked out in your life, or you are an Olympic athlete, the Monkey Bar Gymnasium can create a program specifically designed for your experience level. You'll never be lost because all of your workouts are pre-planned by a trainer. It's their encouragement that helps you reach your goal. Call the Monkey Bar Gymnasium at 663-7511 or see them on the web at monkeybargym.com. Why wait? Sign up today for classes and get fit the way you want at the Monkey Bar Gymnasium. Call 663-7511 or online at monkeybargym.com.
Thanks for checking out our membership meeting for Iota Gamma Kappa Fraternity. Candidates will be notified around mid-semester.
Can you believe that white boy showed up?
Justin?
Yeah.
He seems pretty cool. He gets decent grades. Oh, yeah, I played ball with him the other day. Old boy got a mean crossover.
Now, see, that's what I'm talking about. White people think that they could be one of us. It'll be a cold day in you know where before I let a white boy into this frat. You feel me?
Nah, Trey, I don't feel you.
Imagine the power of one voice. Find your voice at freedomcenter.org. A message from the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center and the Ad Council.
Standing up to the flying monkey right, it's more of Mike Malloy.
So David writes in from Japan. He writes, Mike, here in Japan, oh, by the way, can I be your Japan bureau chief? Do we have a bureau chief in Japan? If we don't, sure, David. Here in Japan, the horse meat delicacy you are referring to is called basashi. Basashi. It's basically seasoned raw horse meat. I've had it, and it's not too bad. But I wholeheartedly agree with you that the Mustangs ought to be left alone. What's next? Stuffed bald eagle for Thanksgiving? Yeah. Okay, I get this. It says, hi, I'm a 16-year-old, and I am the Maryland State Coordinator for the 51 Capitol March this Sunday. I have to have people from Maryland to help me get communications coordinators, logistics coordinators, legal support, first aid support, crowd management support, a featured speaker, PA systems, petition tables, walkie-talkies, signs, paid advertising, etc. And anyone else, please visit www.51capitalmarch.com for more help. Okay. That's from Dan. I think that's his name. There you go, Dan. But don't forget, this Sunday at noon, December 12th, noon, this Sunday. Is it supposed to be raining here, Kathy? Because, you know, we take the baby with us every place we go. She'll just have to get used to it, won't she? Wonder how old she'll be when she gets her first whiff of tear gas. God, what a thought, huh? Bush went to Camp Pendleton, the Marine base that has had to bury more of its people than any other base in the United States since Bush declared war on the world. Standing before thousands of Marines, Bush asked other Americans to make the war their own. We're supposed to do this. We're supposed to help these battle-weary troops and their families. Bush said, quote, I urge every American to find some way to thank our military and to help out the military family down the street. Why, George? It's your war. You're the one committing the murder and mayhem against your own people and against the Iraqis. Today is the 63rd anniversary of Pearl Harbor. Y'all aware of that? Okay. So Bush is out there trying to get old people in this country to remember Roosevelt, President Roosevelt's World War II request for Americans to pitch in for the war effort. Now, I vaguely remember towards the end of this, or the end of that, my mom and my grandmother talking about the victory gardens they used to have. and war bonds. Hell, when I was in elementary school, way after the war, I still have some of those old war bond stamps. You know, you'd take your dime in every Friday and buy a stamp. And if you were from one of the rich kids' families in the neighborhood, you took in a quarter and you bought a 25-cent stamp. Now, back when there was a justifiable, if there is such a thing, conflict on this planet, World War II, to stop Bush's predecessors, the Nazis that were burning Europe, citizens responded. They planted their victory gardens. They got their war bonds. They contributed medals. And the factories in this country went over to weapons makers, you know. The car companies in Detroit started making tanks and personnel carriers and trucks, military trucks. But that was then. This is now. This is some cheesy little scumbag in the White House who has decided to set up military bases, 12 of them, 14 of them in Iraq, because his business partners, the Saudis, want him out of Saudi Arabia so that the Saudis can maintain control, dictatorial control. Bush understands that. So, you know, a lot of us are saying, well, it's the Iraqi oil. Yeah, that's part of it. But mostly, it's to build all these... Do you realize that you and I are paying for 14 military bases that are under construction in Iraq? In Iraq. 14 military bases in Iraq. How about that, huh? How about that? So that's why our people are dying. That's why Iraqis are dying. Bush suggested ways Americans can support our troops now and the families left behind. He cited the example of how to do this. He says groups have been established to welcome home the wounded. Okay. Collect thank you letters. Build homes adapted to veterans who have had their arms or legs blown off. Or half their face knocked off, you know, can't see, blinded, made deaf. So, build homes adapted to disabled vets. That's what you and I are supposed to do. Not this filthy, corrupt Bush administration that's sending our people off to be killed, to be wounded, to be... and we're to raise money for military families who have to, leave home and their jobs you know, go fight for freedom and democracy. Oh, Jesus. Have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people? It's the hypocrisy. I just loathe them. Somebody sent me an email. Don't hate, be angry. Bat squeeze. I hate them. Hate them. Deeply, a deep and abiding hate. It will never end. When I die, the hate will go with me. I hate them. Bush said, quote, in this season of giving, let us stand with the men and women who stand up for America. They're not standing up for America. They're standing up for your imperialist gains. And I watched a little bit of this today. I watched him. What the hell was that coat he had on? What was the coat that he had on? Was that not... What was that? Gaddafi? What the hell did he have on? Somebody said... A couple of people sent me emails. What was the guy wearing? Not that I care. He's a jackass. He's a total jackass. But there he stood in that weird little, I don't know, like it was like the summer wear that Hermann Göring used to wear. Little epaulets on it looked like a members only jacket, you know, no collar to it. It was just hideous. But there he was. Bush spent most of his visit to the base behind closed doors, it says here, according to the Associated Press. According to Camp Pendleton spokesman, 269 Marines from the base have been killed in action in Iraq. 269 Marines. And I watched some of it. And sitting behind Bush, there they are, these young boys. That's all I saw was boys. These young boys. Hoo-ah! Hoo-ah! Now, we got some sound for you. As you listen to Bush talk about the glorious battles in his never-ending terror wars, bear in mind that according to Colonel Carroll, 269 Marines from the base have been killed in action in Iraq.
In the war on terror, you have fought enemies' freedom, freedom's enemies, from the caves and mountains of Afghanistan to the deserts and cities of Iraq. Marines of Camp Pendleton's 15th Marine Expeditionary Unit were the first conventional forces to fight
and die
in Operation Enduring Freedom.
Don't you love it? He says, I'm sorry about the quality of the sound. He says, in the war on terror, you have fought enemies' freedom. Freedom's enemies. What a jackass. What a total jackass. So, when will the war finally be over so the remaining troops can come home? If we dealt the enemy such a blow, why are we sending another 12,000 troops?
We have dealt the enemy a severe blow. The terrorist Sarkawi has lost his main sanctuary in Iraq.
He has?
The Ba'athist insurgents have lost one of their main bases of operation.
They have?
We seized tons of weapons and shut down terrorist bomb-making factories.
We did?
Killed more than 2,000 enemy fighters.
We did?
And captured thousands more.
No kidding. How many civilians? How many civilians have we butchered? How many babies have we turned into red mist? How many American soldiers and Marines? Because of your insanity, Mr. Bush, huh? But there you stand in your cute little jacket that makes you look like some kind of like something out of a science fiction movie made in the 40s. The supremo leader of, the Galaxy Command or something. There he stood. Did you see those pictures? I've never seen anything like that. Now that we know Bush doesn't attend any military funerals and Rumsfeld doesn't even sign the death letters that go to service families. Yeah, it's a mechanical pen. He doesn't even sign them. It's a wonder Bush can keep a straight face as he talks about the just cause that so many of our Marines are dying over.
Some of you have lost comrades and family members in the war on terror. Words can only go so far in capturing the grief and sense of loss for the families of those who have died. But you can know this, they gave their lives for a cause that is just. And as in other generations, their sacrifice will have spared millions from the lives of tyranny and sorrow.
What?
America prays for the families of the fallen, and we stand with the families of the fallen.
Well, not you personally.
And their sacrifice will always be remembered.
By somebody, right, George? I mean, you don't stand with anybody except your oil buddies and your pharmaceutical company buddies and your international profiteer buddies. You don't give a tinker's damn about how many Marines die. You couldn't care less. Couldn't care less. Some of you have lost comrades and family members in the war on terror. This is not the war on terror, George. This is not the war on terror. The Iraqi enterprise was a war to establish U.S. military bases in the Middle East because we got to get out of Saudi Arabia because your family's business partners, the Saudi royal family, want American troops the hell out. Why do they want American troops the hell out? Look what happened the other day when the American consulate was attacked and all those people were killed, huh? You see, the United States has to continue to support these Islamic dictatorships in Syria and Iraq and Saudi Arabia and Egypt and Jordan. Have to support these dictators. Because if we don't, they all become Islamic republics. We don't want that. We don't want that.
Quick, what percent of the world's energy is provided by solar and wind? Give up? Less than 0.5%. That's right, less than 0.5%. As Mother Jones reports this month, the total output of all solar panels worldwide is less than that of 2 coal plants. And that's not changing soon. Many alternative energies are still being developed and others are still more expensive than oil and coal. Solar works only when the sun shines and wind farms take up large amounts of land. Hydrogen fuel cells can still cost 10 times as much as gas engines. This is bad news for a country that gobbles oil like Arnold Schwarzenegger's Hummer. But America can make the switch. Congress should spend 5 to 10 times as much on alternative energy research. On top of that, we need to fix the market by rewarding companies that produce less pollution. We need to pump up alternative energy so we have fuel when the gas pump runs dry. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
As a small business owner, doing several things all at the same time is just another day at the office. So Sam's Club offers the option of doing two things at once, buying items you need for your business while at the same time buying items you need for your home. When you shop at Sam's Club, you get the same everyday low cost on items for your home as you do on items for your business. You've got a lot going on. Count on us to help you get it done. Sam's Club. We are in business for small business.
Larry King here with a timely message. These days, keeping my immune system strong is more important than ever. That's why I believe in getting more from my vitamin C, the advanced protection of Ester C. Advanced because Ester C is the only vitamin C with metabolites. Advanced because it's already in a form my body can use. So do what I do and help your immune system face the challenge. Get the advanced protection of Ester C. Are you getting advanced protection from your vitamin C?
Look for Ester C at Vitamin World and health food stores everywhere.
Morning's Edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
To the Iraqis, we put them out of work. We've taken away their electricity, their sewage system, their fresh water. We've killed thousands of their civilian population. I'm talking about innocents now, not insurgents. Maybe the Iraqis don't have a problem with Americans killing insurgents, but that's not all American presence is doing there.
Obviously, yeah.
So they got a different view.
Morning's Edition from 5 to 8.
On Madison's Progressive Talk.
The Mike 92.1.
Shopping, shipping, and Jake, three keys to the holiday season. You're buying gifts, you need to ship them, and Jake's crew at the UPS store in Fitchburg can help you. But wait, it gets better when you stop in and see Jake at the newly remodeled and expanded UPS store in Fitchburg at 2935 South Fish Hatchery Road. You can register to win an all-inclusive trip for two to the sunny, warm Riviera Maya. Why wait in line at the competitor's place when Jake and the crew are ready to help you ship your holiday gifts today? Trip courtesy of Apple Vacations, America's favorite vacation company, Playa Car Palace, Carlson Wagonlit Travel, and Jake!
It was a cold winter's day, and all through our house, it was getting real drafty, according to my spouse. We had placed an order just a short time ago for a new gas fireplace from Heat and Glow. Then out on the driveway there came such a clatter, it was the crew from Fireside Hearth and Home just taking out their ladder. Their van was adorned with a colorful flame, and each of the guys called me by name. "Hello, Bob," they said as I opened the door. "Just wait till you see what we have in store." They worked hard and steady and were very polite, and I knew we'd have our fire in time for twilight. Soon they were finished and a flame did appear. My wife exclaimed, "How terrific, my dear." My kids were excited and we gazed at the logs. We were all so cozy, including our dog. So you see, it's a fact. When you need a warm flame, call Fireside Hearth and Home. Yeah, that's the name. Fireplaces and inserts, stoves and gas logs. When you come into Fireside, you can't go wrong. That's my story. Just had to write. Happy holidays to all and to all a cozy night. Fireside Hearth and Home, 6709 Watts Road, Madison.
If you're refinancing to access equity or looking for a new home loan, you can feel more secure that MadisonMortgageMarket.com lets you work with local lenders. You're not sending your information off to someone you'll never meet in person. Fast, free, and secure. MadisonMortgageMarket.com lets you shop up to 8 local mortgage lenders with one click, confidentially. Brought to you in part by First Financial Mortgage, a participating member of MadisonMortgageMarket.com.
The defendant, having been found guilty, is sentenced to 10 years imprisonment. Defendant will be remanded to custody immediately.
On September 15th, my son was sentenced to 10 years in prison for a gun crime. That day, he sentenced me to 10 years of worrying, every single night, if my baby is okay.
When you commit a gun crime, your family pays the price. Gun crimes hit home. A public service announcement brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council.
This is Randy Rhodes. I've been doing Progressive Talk Radio since before there was Progressive Talk Radio. Well, there was. It was just me. So join me weekdays from 2 to 5 on Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mike.
Got the flying monkey right blues? Here's the cure, Mike Malloy.
So our senior correspondent and a couple other people mentioned, gave me the name of the zoo. I was trying to think of Lincoln Park Zoo in Chicago. But Chris in Minnesota also writes in, interesting, isn't it? We're supposed to raise money for military families when we don't have a job or any money ourselves, right? That ought to be interesting. Perhaps the Bush thug could tell us, through his brother Neil, perhaps, which bank to rob in order to accomplish this. We're then supposed to build state-of-the-art houses to accommodate soldiers who no longer have arms or legs. Again, where's the money for these projects coming from? I don't know what to say. Anyway, he was at Camp Pendleton today. Here he is again. Now that we know Bush doesn't, we did this one, didn't we? Yeah, we did this one. Okay, here's the last one. What did Bush say that garnered the biggest hoo-ah and applause from these Marines? Huh? What do you suppose he said? Talking about liberty? Talking about democracy? Talking about giving the Iraqi people the freedom that they just desperately want? What do you suppose it was? Well, let's listen. See if you can figure it out.
We're working to develop a corps of well-trained senior and mid-level Iraqi officers. After all, Iraqi soldiers want to be led by Iraqis. NATO trainers are already in Iraq, and the alliance will soon develop a new training center for the Iraqi security forces and a military academy outside of Baghdad.
Yeah, okay.
We'll help the Iraqi government build a force that no longer needs coalition support.
Okay.
So they can defend their own nation.
All right.
And then American soldiers and Marines can come home with the honor they have earned.
Yeah, well, some of you guys clapping are going to get dead before Christmas. Some of you guys clapping are going to get dead before Christmas. Defending the country? No. Defending freedom and democracy for the Iraqis? No. Some of you guys clapping are going to have your arms shot off, or your legs shot off, or your eyes blown out of your head, or your entrails spilled in the dust of Fallujah. And why is that going to happen? It's going to happen because George W. Bush is standing there in front of you telling you all this bat squeeze about why you're going to go off and kill or be killed. And some of you who get involved in close quarters fighting there, you're going to have to blow a couple of children away. You're going to have to turn a few children into red mist. You're going to have to watch. And I'll tell you something, boys, I've never been in combat, and you're about to, but I would think that a 19 or 20 or 21-year-old, the first time you blow a child to death, probably has a lasting effect on you. What do you think? Think it does? The first time you get hit by an insurgent who decides to blow your ass away, and you watch as your arm flies across the street, and you think, oh, Jesus, I got to stop the arteries. I got to stop the bleeding. I've just got to stop the bleeding until the medic gets here. And why are you doing this? For mom and apple pie? No, I don't think so. For the flag? Possibly the flag that's going to fly over Iraq for the foreseeable future, 100 years from now, when all these military bases, U.S. military bases, are still there, if there's any there. So you young boys that are there cheering and clapping and hooing, goodbye. And for what? For what? And how are the mamas and daddies going to feel when the truck pulls up out in front? The olive-colored truck. And a couple of mid-range officers and a chaplain gets out. Comes walking up the front steps. And why? Why is this happening? Because George W. Bush is a psychopath? Because the project for the new American century is filled with crazy people who love death as long as it's not theirs. Because the Republican Party is in the hands of religious Armageddonists who want to pile the bodies high enough so Christ will step out of the clouds onto the pile of bodies and come back down to earth and rapture the faithful and good and the rest of us destroy and crucify and butcher and first the Jews of Israel. Is that what this is all about? Sick. Some of you people wonder why I'm an atheist. Oh, my God. All right. We'll return. Unless they come bursting through the doors here, Kathy. We'll return right after the break. Do stick around. We have miles to go before we sleep and a couple more good topics and your phone calls. So, quick break. We'll be back. This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy.
Hi, this is Lynn again from the Willie Street Co-op. If you're looking for natural holiday gifts, we're the place to go. Check out our locally made pottery, cookbooks, bath and body care gift packs, candles and fair trade table linens. Or for the foodies, we have gourmet olive oils and hot sauces, fair trade chocolates, organic cookies, and 5-pound boxes of clementines or organic Satsuma mandarin oranges. Can't decide? Consider a $10, $25, or $50 co-op gift card you can use on anything in the store. And we have plenty of natural and organic food for your holiday meals, too. If you're pressed for time, special order a traditional or vegan pie made by our in-store bakers, or you can order one of our delicious deli platters. Check us out on the web at williestreet.coop or stop in and see our variety of organic and natural foods. Willie Street Co-op, a natural foods cooperative since 1974, 5 blocks east of John Nolan Drive at 1221 East Williamson Street.
Get behind the mic. Mike 92.1, WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison. The Mike 92.1, Madison's new progressive talk station.
CNN Radio News, I'm Andy Flick. A huge overhaul of America's intelligence agencies is one step closer to being finished. The House has approved intelligence reform and a bill based on the September 11th Commission's recommendations. The Bush administration was closely watching Tuesday night's vote, as we hear from CNN Radio's Dana Bash at the White House.
What this means for the president is that he has avoided an important political embarrassment that would have happened for Mr. Bush just a month after re-election, and as he sets himself up, tries to rebuild support among an America that's very much divided, because he knows he needs to get in a good place to pass what he really understands is going to be a very aggressive domestic agenda.
The measure had stalled in the House over concerns about access to satellite intelligence. The Senate is expected tomorrow to approve the bill, sending it to the president. A senior FBI counterterrorism official last summer wrote a memo to a top Pentagon investigator saying FBI agents saw 3 possible cases of detainee abuse at Guantanamo Bay. The ACLU is filing suit over the issue, according to staff attorney Amrit Singh.
This particular lawsuit is concerned with getting as much information into the public domain regarding who was responsible for the abuse of these detainees.
Singh suggests that the FBI and the Defense Department might disagree on interrogation techniques. A stark warning from the CIA station chief in Baghdad. The undercover agent has written a classified cable saying the situation in Iraq is deteriorating. U.S. and Saudi officials say the militants who attacked the American consulate in Jeddah had closely studied how vehicles enter the compound. The attackers on Monday tried to follow a consulate vehicle into the compound, leading to a gun battle that killed 5 consulate employees. King Abdullah of Jordan says troops from his country and other coalition forces have gotten very close to capturing Abu Musab al-Zarqawi in Iraq. He's wanted for wanting to fuel the insurgency there. This is CNN Radio News.
Thank you.
Hi, it's Lisa Givens here with some exciting holiday news from your friends at Kmart. If you know someone who's had a difficult year or someone who's in particular need, well, Kmart can help you give a friend Christmas. Maybe it's a bicycle for a great kid, a layette set for a baby, or a home entertainment system for a deserving family. Kmart will give a friend Christmas with an array of gifts valued up to $500. Now, in the coming weeks, I'll be telling you how to enter this special promotion. And then during the holiday season, 20 Christmas wishes will be granted thanks to Give a Friend Christmas from your friends at Kmart.
Tune in tonight to Hangouts, where you'll meet a pop star with a pool for a living room.
Sorry to interrupt, but why check out other people's dream homes when you can use a home equity loan to create your own? Now at LendingTree.com, you can find home equity rates as low as 3.75% APR. But they won't stay that way forever. Call LendingTree now at 1-800-555-TREE. That's 1-800-555-TREE. Or visit LendingTree.com. When banks compete, you win. Equal housing opportunity. Some restrictions apply. See website for details and licensing.
Jurors in the Scott Peterson double murder trial are getting close to finishing their work. CNN Radio's Rusty Dornan is following the penalty phase in Redwood City, California.
Well, from what we understand, there's going to be four or five witnesses tomorrow that will be wrapping up with Jackie Peterson, Scott Peterson's mother. Then there will be the summation by both sides and jury instructions. And on Thursday, that will be on Thursday, the summations and jury instructions. And then the jury will begin their deliberations in this case.
Jurors on Tuesday heard from a college professor who taught both Scott and Lacey Peterson. Health and Human Services Secretary Tommy Thompson says the government is still responding to the flu vaccine shortage. Thompson has authorized 1.2 million flu doses for use in the U.S., and the flu shot should be available this month. Many of the Chicago firefighters injured in that overnight high-rise fire are home after brief stays in the hospital. 22 firefighters were hurt, along with 15 other people. No word on what caused the blaze. Chicago's fire commissioner is investigating. This is news from CNN Radio. Baseball's top union official says the Players Association is talking with the commissioner's office about drug testing. Executive Director Donald Feer spoke from Phoenix during the players' annual meeting.
The Players Association and the commissioner's office have been engaged in ongoing discussions with respect to potential amendments to the steroid testing provisions of the basic agreement.
Feer maintains reports of steroid use by some of baseball's biggest names is not forcing the union to the negotiating table. Another well-known American athlete is facing more scrutiny over doping allegations. The International Olympic Committee is investigating track and field star Marion Jones. Balco Lab executive Victor Conti says he gave Jones performance-enhancing drugs before and after the 2000 Olympics. Jones won five medals in Sydney. If you lost your job last month, you are not alone. More than 100,000 jobs were cut in November, according to a job placement firm. Rising health care costs and energy prices are being cited for the job losses. I'm Andy Flick. This is the CNN Radio Network.
Are you on the mic? Call Madison's Progressive voicemail at 663-7291 to let everyone else know.
Wondering if you guys can actually make some sort of bumper sticker or t-shirts that we can show people. Turn on 92.1.
Tell us what you think. Call 663-7291 to get on the mic.
I love listening to you. Keep up the good work, and thank you.
Madison's Progressives are on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1.
All right, you 4 years old sound ready for the big leagues. There you go, helmet.
Silly head.
Now don't forget your mouth guard. You don't want to be losing teeth in your first game.
But Daddy.
Don't let them worry you. They may be over 200 pounds and kind of mean looking, but you're ready for them. Here's the ball. Run!
Daddy?
Don't look at me. Run with it. Go, boy, run!
You wouldn't treat your child like an adult, so why put them in adult seatbelts?
You should have straight-armed them.
For more information, go to boosterseat.gov. This message brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Always correct, but never right. It's time for Mike Malloy to step up to the mic. This is The Mic, 92.1.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. Phone number here is 866-303-2270. I got a letter here from Barnaby. The name of the 16-year-old in Maryland who is organizing and looking for help in that state for the march this Sunday, demonstration this Sunday at all the state capitals. So the kid's name is Adam. Way to go, Adam. Way to go. Now, regarding Bush's jacket, did y'all see this today? It's such a little thing, isn't it? No, it's not. It's symbolic of the sickness that permeates this thug's mind and the Republican Party. These people really are, you know, they really are neo-Nazis. They just are, period. Bob in Miami writes, my buddy called me today and asked if I wanted to puke. Got a nice first line, Bob. Turn on MSNBC, he said. I couldn't listen, so I hit mute, but I was fascinated, disgusted by the jacket. First, I was reminded of Nazi Germany. Was it Goering who had the powdered blue uniform? Then I thought of Fearless Leader or Big Brother from 1984. Did you notice that on one side was the presidential seal, on the other was George W. Bush, Commander-in-Chief? It was surreal and nauseating. I hate them. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna tells the king to fight and destroy the miscreants. Yeah. Mike in St. Paul writes, and come on, Mike, say it. Bush's khaki coat plus a red armband equals, yep, looks just like a Nazi uniform. But if you, where were you looking at those pictures? Is that a Democratic Underground, Kathy, the comparison between Bush and Saddam? Yeah, if you go to that thread on Democratic Underground, look at Bush in his little costume today, and then the person putting the thread together has a picture of Saddam right below it. It's just astonishing, isn't it? What was it, Nixon that tried to dress up the White House guards, the White House Secret Service, uniform Secret Service, to make them look like Gilbert and Sullivan characters? Remember that back in, when was that? Late 60s? Early 70s? What is with Republicans? They are killers. They are murderous thugs. And this group is really something. Because, like I said, when the pile of bodies is high enough, Jesus will step out of the clouds. This is according to them. I'm not talking about you. If you're a follower of Christ, you know it's crap. You know the lies that Bush crime family is putting out there. I understand that. I'm not talking about you. Don't get your panties in a wad when I go on like this. I'm not talking about the Christian faith. I'm not talking about that. Do I have to make that clear all the time? I get letters from people saying, you know, how dare you attack Christianity? I'm not attacking Christianity. I'm attacking the perversion of Christianity that people like Falwell and Bush and I'm just, you know the list, that they commit against the perverse destruction of that religion. That's what I'm talking about. Kill, kill, kill. Nick and Patty in New Hampshire said that, Mike, this prayer is making the rounds on the internet. Bush is my shepherd, I dwell in want. He maketh logs to be cut down in national forests. He leadeth trucks into the still wilderness. He restoreth my fears. He leadeth me in the paths of international disgrace for his ego's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of pollution and war, I will find no exit, for thou art in office. Thy tax cuts for the rich and thy media control, they discomfort me. Thou preparest an agenda of deception in the presence of thy religion. Thou anointest my head with foreign oil. My health insurance runneth out. Surely megalomania and false patriotism shall follow me all the days of thy term, and my jobless child shall dwell in my basement forever. Amen. Now, please don't email me and ask me for this, all right? Because I don't have a link. It's making its rounds on the internet. You can find it. It's titled The 23rd Sigh, I think. S-I-G-H. So, Bush is standing there looking like Sky Captain in the World of Hitler. Remember that movie? No, that's not the real title, but that's what we titled it. Or something in that weird jacket. Maybe the jacket is like a test run. How outrageous can the Bush administration get before people notice? I remember the first time I heard Bush say evildoers. Seemed so strange and freaky at the time. Then we all got desensitized, right? Evildoers, evildoers, evildoers. It's got sort of a rhythm to it. Evildoer, boom, bop, pow, evildoer, pa, boop, pa, pa, evildoer, pa, a boop, pa, pa, evildoer, evildoer, boom, bop. Remember the sock stuffed flight soup all the neocon soccer moms were panning over? When Bush declared major combat operations were over? Bush likes to play dress-up soldier, doesn't he? Doesn't he love to do that? Too bad he didn't stick around and serve himself. Evildoers. time. Evildoer, poo, bow. Sounds like something out of Big Brother or Boris and Natasha or the Prisoner of Zenda or something, right? The only jacket Bush should wear is a straight jacket, one that ties behind the back. Who designs that? I mean, what do they do? Does Rove call up a tailor in D.C. and say, listen, what I'd like is something a little Hitlerish, not too much, you know, not so dark. Kind of like Goering used to wear. Remember that powder blue thing? Well, not powder blue, because that's, you know, that's kind of the blue state color, you know, powder blue. We don't want a black, because that's a little bit too, you know, too Nazi-ish, too SS, too Stormtrooper, no death heads on it. But George is going to be in front of the Marines out of Camp Pendleton, and we need something snappy, something with epaulets on it, and put some patches on the side. On one side that says, I don't know, put something that says, I kill gooks or something. On the other side, put American flag or George W. Bush, Commander in Chief. Give it an Eisenhower length, you know, that waist thing. No collar. We want his manly neck sticking out into the San Diego mist. And Bush in the background jumping up and down saying, I want a uniform! I want a uniform! Can I wear medals this time? Can I, Carl? Huh? Can I wear medals? Huh? Can I, Carl? I got a sharpshooter medal. I got a good attendance conduct medal, and I got one from Sunday school, too. So can I wear them? Can I, Carl? Can I, Carl? Oh, I can't wait to see my new jacket. Epaulets, epaulets. I love epaulets! What are epaulets, Carl? God. Meanwhile, Rumsfeld uses a machine to sign the Your Child is Dead letters that goes home to the families that Bush was talking about today. Get out there and build them a house, because, you know, they had their arms blown off. And we can't do anything for them. And, you know, I think they're just cannon fodder. So what you got to do, find yourself a family that has a boy or girl in Iraq that has his legs blown off. And then go build them a house. Why does it matter that Rumsfeld uses a machine to sign the Your Child is Dead letter that goes home? Now, who sent me this? Greg sent me this? Where's this come from? I have no idea. Somebody's blog, I guess. Why does this matter? Because it's apparently been the traditional job of the Secretary of Defense to hand sign the letters that go out to the family notifying them of their child or their spouse's death. In Rumsfeld's case, it seems that he didn't want to do it, so he's using an auto-signing machine to sign the letters on his behalf. No wonder he's so out of touch. I suppose signing three letters a day would bring the cost of the war home to the Secretary of Defense. Yet another issue the Democrats in Congress should jump on. Offer up an amendment or legislation requiring the Secretary of Defense to personally sign any letters to family members announcing the death of a loved one in battle. Imagine how that would go over. And how could the Republicans oppose it? It's not only a good political move on the part of the Democrats, it's a right thing to do. Funny. I thought it was the Republicans who cared about our troops. Oh, that's right. Only when the troops are alive. I didn't know that. I didn't know they used an automatic. But well, you know, Rumsfeld is too busy. He was in Afghanistan today celebrating the inauguration of Hamid Karzai? The former lobbyist for Unocal Oil, who is now, that's right, he was elected president, wasn't he? He was elected president of Afghanistan. Yeah, so there was Rumsfeld and Cheney, and they were all reaching down to each other's crotch and tickling whatever they found down there and congratulating. That's an old greeting. A lot of primates do that. They reach down and tickle each other's crotches. And I got the feeling that's what they were doing today. Here, let me tickle. Ooh, damn. Here, let me tickle yours. That's what it looked like, didn't it? Huh? Quick break. We'll be right back.
Why did the chicken cross the road? Well, I'll tell you part. The chicken crossed the road to join the Texas Air National Guard. Roll call.
Bush.
Bar.
Bar.
Bar. Astra.
Bar.
Do
you know where your children are on the internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss.
For every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives a dollar towards the education on internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the internet. Childabuseunit.com.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Are you on the mic? Call Madison's Progressive voicemail at 663-7291 to let everyone else know.
Hi, so far we've been really loving the mic.
I really enjoy what you guys are doing.
You guys are great.
Tell us what you think. Call 663-7291 to get on the mic.
I love Randy Rhoads. Of course I love Al Franken. Sue Levitan is great. I love it all.
Madison's Progressives are on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1.
If you can't decide what to give for the holidays, there's one gift that's always fitting: gift certificates. And even better, now you can get a $50 gift certificate for just $25. Go to MadisonShopAtHome.com, and you have a selection of tremendous local stores with great gift ideas. You can even get your gift certificate from MadisonShopAtHome.com and go buy a present and save some money. No one has to know you saved over 50%.
While supplies last, you can get a $50 gift certificate for just $25 on gifts from places like Doctor's Hobby World, Lupe Women's Fashions, auto detailing from Rocky's Custom Detailing, services from Ananda Salon, and great gift items from the Flower Factory in Stoughton.
It's the fastest way to get your holiday shopping done, and it always fits. MadisonShopAtHome.com. The gift certificates will be delivered right to your door with more than enough time for the holidays. So shop locally right from your computer. Where? At MadisonShopAtHome.com.
Big Brothers Big Sisters presents 100 Years of Helping Kids.
With us today are Sally and her big sister, Marcy.
Hi.
Hello. To share some stuff we've learned.
Kids and sugar, a combustible mix.
Hey, Marcy, let's go to the zoo.
Maybe the park.
We could fly a kite.
I want a hot dog.
No.
Ice cream.
Is that a horse?
Hey, let's dance.
Maybe that's enough chocolate.
Moments like these happen every day.
To find out the many ways you can help support kids in your community, call 1-888-412-BIGS or go to BigBrothersBigSisters.org. This message brought to you by Big Brothers Big Sisters and the Ad Council.
Okay, here's 5 things that girls wish all guys knew. You guys might want to hurry up and grab a pen. Go ahead. I'll wait. Ready? 1. We don't really dig hanging out in your living room all the time.
What a pass!
18-9, and they...
We might act like we do, but we really don't. 2. When we're around your friends, don't all of a sudden change into something different. And 3. This is not a slam, but hold the onions, okay? Better breath, everybody benefits. You know what I'm saying. 4. There's this amazing new invention. It's called the telephone. Use it. And 5. Nix the smoking, definitely. Yellow teeth, cigarette stench, hacking up a lung. It's not getting you any dates. Trust me.
Brought to you by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
You guys getting this down?
You're listening to Madison's new progressive talk station. Listener supported. Air America powered. The Mike. 92.1. Madison's Progressive Talk.
This is good versus evil. These are evildoers. They have no justification.
Evildoers! These are evildoers!
All right, last thing here, and then we're going to go to your phone calls. The number here is 866-303-2270. You, like I, have been hearing about all the complaints generated in the past year or so regarding what's available on television and radio, right? I mean, just all kinds of complaints, indecency complaints I'm talking about, from Howard Stern to Janet Jackson, and just all over the place. Well, guess what? Guess what? This is from Media Week. According to a new FCC estimate obtained by Media Week, nearly all indecency complaints in the entire year of 2003, 99.8% were filed by the Parents Television Council, one of these religious right psychopathic groups. 99.8% of them. So you have a tiny minority dictating, saying that television has gone to hell. Radio has gone to hell. Now, this stupid man, Michael Powell, the chairman of the FCC, Colin Powell's son, you know, buys into this nonsense. He, back in February, when he went before Congress, when the controversy over Janet Jackson's boob was at its height, Powell laid out some startling statistics for the U.S. senators, according to Media Week. He said the number of indecency complaints had soared dramatically to more than 250,000 in the previous year. That's according to Powell. The figure was up from 14,000 in 2002. 14,000 in 2002. 240,000. In 2003. And in the two previous years, 2001 and 2000, 350.
Powell said, well, that's a dramatic rise in public concern and outrage about what is being broadcast into their homes.
Well, what Powell didn't reveal, either because he was unaware or because he's a whore like most of these Republicans, was the source of the complaints, according to a new FCC estimate obtained by Media Week. Nearly all indecency complaints were filed by this group of curtain climbers called the Parents Television Council. The Parents Television Council. According to Jonathan Rentels, President and Executive Director of the Center for Creative Voices in Media, which is an artist advocacy group, Jonathan says it means that really a tiny, tiny minority with a very focused political agenda is trying to censor American television and radio. Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. Now, so far this year, the system that the FCC has in place under Michael Powell, it's cost broadcasters millions of dollars. Guess who the biggest offender is? Of course, Fox Broadcasting and its affiliates. On October 12th, the FCC, in proposing fines of over $1 million against Fox Broadcasting, said it received 159 complaints against Married by America. That's another one of the Fox pieces of crap that's put on the airwaves. But it featured strippers, partly obscured by pixelation. But when asked, the FCC's Enforcement Bureau said it could find only 90 complaints from 23 people. That's it, 23 people. 23 people. Now, this is a program, according to Fox, that has a national audience of 5.1 million households. Multiply just by two, 10 million viewers. 23 of these right-wing nutcases file complaint. 23 out of 10 million. Oh, God. Now, who put together this psycho organization, this little crappy Parents Television Council? Brent Bozell. L. Brent Bozell. Him again, the third. There he is again. Longtime neo-Nazi activist L. Brent Bozell, the third. He said in 2003 that the broadcast industry was a massive, coordinated, and determined campaign, or he was setting out a massive, coordinated, determined campaign for more action against broadcast indecency. Look over here, Brent. You're looking real close. See my middle finger? You see this? Do you know what that means? Here's the other one. You see what that means? Read it and weep, dude. Huh? Oh, we're not on television? Oh, damn. I thought we were on TV, Kathy. You can't see it? You can't see my... Can I say it? Can I say it? Bono said it. Can I say it? Can I say, get the... No, I can't. Okay. Jason in the broadcast center in New York is sitting there with his finger over the dump button. Just waiting. No. I'm not going to do it, Jason. Relax. So you got this little group, this little teeny tiny Parents Television Council. How many parents do you think are really on the Parents Television Council? Parents Television Council, hi, we don't like Howard Stern. We hate him. And, you know, we're getting pretty close to hating that, what's your name, Randy Rhodes over there on the Air America thingy? You know, we're going to do something. We're going to file complaints. That's what we're going to do. We'll be right back. This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy. How can you judge for me what I should hear and see? You take away freedom of choice. Take away the right to voice my beliefs and all I view. You take away my right to choose.
Lose 30 pounds in 30 days? Or how about eat whatever you want and still lose weight? Look, you and I both know that is not going to happen. I'm Dr. Greg Cinnamone, and I'd probably be the first to sign up for that magic pill that makes diet and exercise irrelevant. But until that day, I'm content to be one of 100,000 plus folks who haven't just ordered Cortislim once. They've ordered Cortislim again. So many people have found that Cortislim is part of an absolutely brilliant lifestyle of managing daily stress. Why? Because stress leads to problems, like gaining weight. We believe that good health involves diet, exercise, supplementation, and Cortislim. And I want you to have Dr. Talbot's Total Sense program free with your order. Look, the holidays are here, and stress and overeating is a problem. This is your chance to step off that scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle. Call 1-800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN.
Unfiltered, fresh, and fearless talk.
Bush wants to keep us out of the international court. Donald Rumsfeld getting put in a German prison isn't going to happen. But the idea is
that... Oh, but don't you love to just think about it?
The image. I want to frost it on a cake. I like the image so much. But
Turkish prison, I think I would enjoy
that's
more.
That's a nice idea. Maybe he could be naked and smeared with peanut butter.
Unfiltered. Weekdays from 8 to 11. On Medicine's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
Living in this part of the country, you wear your ability to deal with winter like a badge of honor. No drift is too high, no cold snap too long. You get out there and you deal with it. Why not have the best tools on your side, like a CCR Power Light from Toro? It's so lightweight and maneuverable, you can clear all the way down to the pavement and get rid of snow fast. Or check out the CCR 3650. Its exclusive R-Tech engine combines outstanding power and control with a 5-year starting guarantee. Lightweight, powerful, dependable snow throwers from Toro. They're everything you need to kick winter to the curb. Toro, count on it. Be ready for the next snowstorm. Get your new Toro today at Middleton Power Center, 3230 West Beltline Highway. Middleton Power Center's got the power to get you through another tough Midwest winter.
We've got the power. We've got the power you need to get the job done. Middleton Power Center. We've got the power.
Are you a business owner or manager? Are you interested in increasing your sales and traffic? Would you like to invite quality, educated prospects into your business? If so, you need to step up to the mic. The Mic 92.1 is Madison's fastest growing radio station, reaching a new listening audience on a new station in a new format. You think these consumers might be interested in new products and services like yours?
We do. And we want to help you talk to them. The Mike's Marketing Solutions team specializes in custom programs that help you use your hard-earned dollars in the most efficient and effective way. Call the Mike today at 276-1300. The Mike listeners are passionate about their favorite shows and their favorite station. They're loyal to their new station and loyal to the sponsors that support it. Let us show you how to invite them into your business. Step up to the Mike 92.1 and put us to work for you. Call the Mike at 276-1300. Thank you for listening and supporting Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
The sound of snow crunching beneath your boots. The smell of sugar cookies beckoning from the kitchen. The taste of hot chocolate and the feeling of a warm hug in the cold winter wind. These are the sensations that make the holidays unforgettable. And in Madison, the holidays just aren't the holidays until you've seen the lights. The Holiday Fantasy and Lights at Olin Turville Park. It's our 16th year of giving you and yours a dazzling array of music and lights. And this year, you'll discover a brand new treat. A custom-designed display by major sponsor Great Wolf Lodge. Enter Olin Turville Park on John Nolan Drive and head straight into a magical world like you've never seen before. The tradition is brand new again at the 16th Annual Holiday Fantasy and Lights. Visit soon and come back often. The Holiday Fantasy and Lights is on display 24 hours a day through January 2nd. Admission is free. Donations appreciated. Madison's celebrating in a whole new light. Made possible by the National Electrical Contractors Association, the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, and major sponsor Great Wolf Lodge.
Now, Mrs. Johnson, before we close on your mortgage loan, I want to make sure you remember Mike.
Hi. You can trust me. I'm African-American, just like you.
So, here's the low monthly payments and interest rates we promised, and here's where they triple.
The rest of this stuff is just here to make sure that we get your house when you can't pay us back.
What a lovely house.
Predatory lenders are never this easy to spot. Call us at 866-222-FAIR and protect yourself with the facts. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Fair Housing Alliance and the Ad Council.
Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike, 92.1. Forward thinking, just like Madison. Now, more Progressive Talk from the Mike, 92.1.
Doing talk radio right. From the left, it's more of Mike Malloy.
26 before the hour. All right, here's the last little thing here. This is from a Canadian a news service. CP. What is CP? Canadian Press? Or no, Colin Perk? I don't know. It's from Toronto. A former United States Marine told a refugee hearing for an American war dodger Tuesday that trigger-happy U.S. soldiers in Iraq routinely killed unarmed women and children and murdered other Iraqis in violation of international law. In chilling testimony intended to bolster the asylum claim of compatriot Jeremy Hinsman, former Staff Sergeant Jimmy Massey recounted how nervous soldiers trained to believe that all Iraqis were potential terrorists often opened fire indiscriminately. Massey, who is 33, told the hearing, quote, "I was never clear on who the enemy was. If you have no enemy or you do not know who the enemy is, what are you doing there?" End quote. On several occasions, his soldiers pumped hundreds of bullets into cars that failed to stop at U.S. military checkpoints, killing all occupants who were later found to be unarmed, Massey said. On another occasion, Marines reacted to a stray bullet by killing a small group of unarmed protesters and bystanders, said Massey, who said he suffers from nightmares and post-traumatic stress disorder. He said, "I was deeply concerned about the civilian casualties. What they're doing over there is committing murder." Massey's statements echoed earlier testimony from Hinsman, who says he fled the U.S. military because he believed the invasion of Iraq was illegal and any violent acts he committed there would be unconscionable. Hinsman said, "This was a criminal war. Any act of violence is an unjustified conflict. In an unjustified conflict is an atrocity." Hinsman, who's 26, deserted his regiment in January, just days before being deployed to Iraq, and fears he would be unfairly court-martialed if returned to the United States. Hinsman said, "We were referring to these people as savages. It fosters an attitude of hatred and gets your blood boiling." While a federal government lawyer said U.S. deserters often get about a year in jail, Hinzman countered he would be treated more harshly because of his views on the Iraq war. Hinzman said, quote, serving even one day in prison for refusing to comply with an illegal order is too long. I would be prosecuted for acting upon a political belief, for refusing to do something that was wrong, end quote. A Washington Post reporter covering the hearing said Americans are extremely sensitive to Hinzman's request for asylum because of parallels to the Vietnam War. Doug Strzok, the Times writer or Post writer, said there's a great deal of worry that Iraq is beginning to look a little like Vietnam. Americans are very worried when their servicemen start saying, no, we're not going to go. It sends alarms off. Hinzman, whose only prior knowledge of Canada came from CBC radio broadcasts, admitted it is seemingly preposterous for an American to seek asylum in Canada. He said he chose to go public with his claim to head off any possibility of being quietly sent home. Hinzman said, I felt the Canadian authorities could say, you're an American, what the hell are you doing here? Go back. Hinzman's lawyer, Jeffrey House, said Canada has allowed deserters from other countries to stay and compared Hinzman's situation to that of the former Soviet Union. House said in an interview, quote, people used to be prosecuted for their political opinions and activities. That was persecution. It is fundamentally wrong, end quote. Hinzman enlisted voluntarily for 4 years in November 2000. He was a crack infantryman with the 82nd Airborne Division based in Fort Bragg, North Carolina, until he deserted after his application as a conscientious objector failed. The decision about Brian Hinzman's claim, or Mr. Hinzman's claim, will be made early in the new year. Yeah, remember the reports back before they decided to sanitize the news reports about the civilians that were blown away, blown to pieces, every time you turn, every night, right? Remember that? Right after the invasion? And we got maybe one one-hundredth of what was really going on. Blowing away families, you know, turning children into red mist. Blowing off arms and legs, killing entire families where maybe one person would be left. You know, a nine-year-old would be left. His mom's dead, his dad's dead, his brother, his sister, his cousins, his uncle, his auntie, they're all dead. There's a nine-year-old. Remember that famous picture from the Japanese invasion of, was it Shanghai? That little Chinese baby sitting in the devastation of Shanghai. Remember that photograph? And it's obvious the baby, who looks probably was kind of healthy, but there that baby sits, burned and crying. Remember that picture? A profound picture, almost like the little North Vietnamese girl who was burned by napalm from American weaponry. But I think about that little Chinese baby. Was it Manchuria? Was it Shang? I guess it was Manchuria. Hell, I don't know. I just remember the photograph. And if you're over a certain age, you know the photograph I'm talking about. It was right before we got involved in World War II, you know, before most of the listeners of this program were born, obviously. But that little baby sitting there, I just saw it the other day. Where did I see it? Was it in the Times? I don't know where it was. But there sat that little baby. You know, 70 years later, that little baby's still sitting there, crying, burned, sitting there. Little fat thing just sitting there, burned. Crying, a baby, child. The kid is what, maybe 8, 9, 10 months old? You know, when you have a new baby yourself, that's a killer, man. That's a killer to see a photo like that. 70 years that baby's been sitting there, just sitting there crying. So here we are, testimony. You know, screw MSNBC and NBC and CBS and CNN and Fox and the rest, screw them. Here's testimony from people who have been there. We'd open fire. Well, yeah, you know, war's hell, you know, collateral damage. You know, we're taught to kill. This is a war, sucker. You know, what do you want? Compassion? What do you want us to do? Stand there, go, oh, okay, you stand over there. You're okay. Okay, you stand over there because you're an insurgent. People die. People get blown to pieces. Children get turned into red mist. That's a Christmas color, red. Families get blown away. American Marines and soldiers get their arms and legs shot off. And why? That's all. It's a simple damn question. It's a one-word question. Why? Why? Has anybody justified for you? I don't care your political leanings. I don't care your religious affiliation, your gender, or who the hell you are. Has anybody justified for you this attack on this godforsaken third world country that used to have some punk-ass dictator leading it? Has anyone justified this attack? And if the reason boiled down to, well, it's better to have Saddam imprisoned than to have... Okay, he's in prison. Why are we still there? Why are we producing a new photograph of children sitting there with their parents dead and their little bitty arms blown off or their little bitty faces burned? Why? Nobody's given me a reason. Deck the halls with boughs of holly, fa la 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 la. Tis a season to be jolly, fa la 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 la. Don we now our gay apparel, fa la 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 la. See, when I do that, I don't see the picture of the Chinese baby. And I don't think about Iraqi children and women and men and boys and girls being blown to pieces. And I don't see pictures of 19-year-old Marines having their arms and legs shot off. Oh, little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Bum, bum. I hate it. Don't you hate it? 866-303-2270. All right. Mark is calling from St. Petersburg, Florida. Mark, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, that's quite some jacket he's got on, isn't it? As soon as I saw that, I put it on my blog, AmericanWisdom.org.
American Wisdom?
AmericanWisdom.org, yeah.
Okay.
Reminded me of Chile back in the 60s.
There you
what
go.
What was that guy's name? Pinochet?
Pinochet, that's close enough. Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Man.
Augusto. Augusto, one of our little hand puppets. You know, after we murdered the freely elected socialist president of Chile, we installed this pig. Yeah, oh, sure, you know, whatever.
Yeah, I think there was a 9/11 involved somewhere around there. Well,
probably.
Maybe that might have been Venezuela. But, yeah, you ought to put some blood on that uniform. That's a really disgusting thing. You know, this is a war of aggression. We become just what we were fighting against in World War II. I mean, we set up the UN to prevent exactly what we're instigating right now.
That's true. That's true.
We mobilized in World War II because we knew as a people that we were fighting a horrible threat.
That's right.
I'm just an instrument of oppression. We're becoming a police state at home. We've got Section 215 of the Patriot Act enabling the secret police to review our library records, our purchasing records, our health records. They can search our homes without even telling us they did. They're locking up people without trials, torturing people. What is this?
It's America. It's America, Mark, in the age of Bush. It's America, Mark. Say the name of your website or your blog again.
It's AmericanWisdom.org.
AmericanWisdom.org. Thanks, Mark. Take care. Quick break, folks. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
This means war!
Where the buffalo roam.
Montana has a zero tolerance policy for the bison to take one step outside of Yellowstone National Park.
That's Mike Meese for the Buffalo Fields Campaign. Meese and fellow volunteers document everything.
Unfortunately, that includes a lot of death and gore because the state of Montana sends them off to slaughter and the Park Service does it as well. And our main objective is to show the world.
These are the last wild ones we have.
There's over 300,000 bison in the United States, but only 50. 15,000 are genetically pure. And of those 15,000, the 3,000, 4,000 that live in Yellowstone are the only ones that have never been domesticated, caged in, and are genetically pure.
Help save the wild buffalo.
BuffaloFieldCampaign.org.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Puramind, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training. Puramind is a certified Apple and DigiDesign training location. Believe in your music. Puramind.com.
Now, for a Mother Jones pop quiz. Are these statements true or false? George W. Bush has been nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize. 60% of U.S. companies pay no income tax. The Pentagon has lost some nukes. 42 million tons more pollutants can be released under Bush's Clean Skies plan. Ready for the answers? All true. Learn this and more when you subscribe to Mother Jones at ReadMojo.com. You can sign up for just $10 a year. So subscribe now at ReadMojo.com.
If you're looking to save big this year on a high-quality steel structure from Allied Steel, call 877-99-STEEL. You still have time to add that much-needed workshop, retail, or church space before winter arrives. And our most popular sizes are priced for quick delivery. Get a 40x60 structure for under $18,000 or a 50x100 for under $32,000. Whatever size you need, Allied Steel will answer all of your questions and explain why our structures are the best and most affordable option. Call Allied Steel at 877-99-STEEL. Deal.
Celebrate the power of two, Rem, Rem, Wisconsin.
Celebrate the power of two, the power of me, the power of you.
Attention college students and working adults. You just realized you're going to need more money than anticipated for those monthly bills. It's time to get that part-time job. We have a job that allows you flexibility with your school or work schedule. At REM Wisconsin, you'll enjoy all sorts of fun activities, including walks, dinner, movies, and shopping. And you'll feel good about your job because you'll be assisting people with developmental disabilities. College students and working adults, you'll be able to make those monthly bills because you'll be making great money. Earn $8.85 or more per hour or $500 working just 3 24-hour weekends. And shifts per month. Enjoy REM's incredible benefit package when you work 30 hours or more per week. Call Tammy today at 276-0102 for an interview or visit them online at reminc.com. REM Wisconsin is an equal opportunity employer.
Community Pharmacy is a local workers' cooperative dedicated to improving the health of our community since 1972. We believe in healthcare options, accessible information, and affordable medicine. Community Pharmacy is more than a full prescription pharmacy. We're also an information resource offering thousands of nutritional supplements, herbs, and alternative remedies. Our pharmacists provide honest advice and will never put their values above your health needs. Our staff has decades of experience with natural medicines and answering health questions. Community Pharmacy also offers a huge selection of chemical-free body and face care products, including cruelty-free lotions, handmade soaps, and bath salts, scented with natural essential oils. Add that to our selection of organic teas, aromatherapy candles, and original cards. Community Pharmacy is the perfect, healthful holiday gift store. Alternatives are always good, and Community Pharmacy has always been a friendly, informed alternative to faceless chain stores. Visit us downtown and see why people call us the coolest pharmacy on earth. Community Pharmacy is located at the corner of State and Gorham in Madison and online at communitypharmacy.coop.
Bring some magic to this holiday season by taking your family to see Nutcracker Fantasy. One performance Saturday, December 11th. The director of Madison's own Nutcracker presents an original adaptation of the traditional music and dances you've come to cherish. Experience a performance that will last all season, featuring a live orchestra, spectacular staging, and captivating dancers. Be sure to see Madison's affordable Nutcracker Fantasy on Saturday, December 11th at the Wisconsin Union Theater. Call 262-2201 for tickets.
Okay, we got a Pentium 3 with a 256 meg cache.
Do you wish someone would just talk to you in English about your computer? Using your computer doesn't have to be intimidating. It can be a tool that keeps you connected to the world. Breathe Easy Computer Training will help you in your home learn how to use your computer, whether you're a beginner or learning to use a new piece of software. With friendly one-on-one service, Breathe Easy Computer Training eliminates the fear. You can email info@breatheeasycomputing.com or call 257-3379 for personalized training packages and gift certificates. Oh, and you will be able to understand every word.
Politics have never been more important. Get informed and get involved. This is the Mike 92.1.
I'm going to find those who
those evildoers.
It's about 8 minutes before the hour. Oscar in National City, California, wrote in, Mike, the Chinese baby you're referring to was from Nanking, China. The Japanese invaded the provincial capital and completely sacked the city in late 1937. The late Iris Chang, who shot herself last month in San Jose, documented all the atrocities in her book, The Rape of Nanking. She was criticized in later years for allegedly exaggerating the numbers of those massacred, but for the most part, she was on target with her story. I think the actual estimate of those massacred was something like 200,000. Thanks, Oscar. That's a haunting photo, isn't it? Even more so than the child running down the road burned with napalm, which also is a horrifying picture. Or the chief of police in Saigon executing the suspected Viet Cong, that picture. But the one of that baby in Nanking, China, that one has stuck with me. I don't know when I saw that. Maybe when I was in sixth grade. You know, in a world history class or something. But I guess what, you know, I saw the picture again the other day on the internet someplace. I don't remember the context. But later on that day, I remember when I was either feeding Molly or she was sitting in her little, she sits up now, just about, sitting in her little swing. And she's porking out a little bit, you know, when you're living on breast milk. And what's she eating now, Kathy? Rice, the baby rice cereal, a little bit of prunes with pineapple in it, something in it, and sweet potatoes. So she, you know, she's getting to be a little chunky monkey for a while. Nothing unhealthy, you know, because she's eating only mostly breast milk, but little chunky monkey. And she was sitting there and just cooing and doing that little 5-month-old baby thing, you know, where you just want to eat them, you know, you just want to eat them. You just want to go over and, I don't know, it's and that picture flapped into my mind. You know, 70, 75 years, that baby has been crying for its mom or crying for its dad. I'm sorry. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh, o'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Ha, 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 bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Huh! Okay. All right. Leah is calling from Tampa. Leah, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
Losing my voice. Waiting a long time.
Yeah.
When I was listening to you talk about the Mustangs, it occurred to me that the place to put the Mustangs would be on a certain ranch in Crawford, Texas.
Right. That would be good, wouldn't it?
Except there's no animals on the ranch except the armadillos, of course.
Except for one thing, and that, of course, Leah, is that George Bush is terrified of horses.
Well, good.
Oh, okay.
That is the perfect place.
That's true.
Didn't know that he was terrified of horses. That makes it better.
Yeah, he doesn't like horses. Horses scare the hell out of him. That's why you only ever see him in a pickup truck when he's on the, quote, ranch, close quote. You know, it's not really a ranch. It's a kind of a Potemkin village. It's a stage set. It's a trick. It's an optical illusion. It's to make the red state people look at that and go, yeah, he's just like us. He lives on a farm.
It's also to copy Reagan.
Well, even Reagan. Reagan was about as much of a cowboy as I am.
I know, but it's still a copy Reagan.
Yeah,
he
that's
also,
true.
By the way, I was listening to you talking about the Fallen and how he was talking about, that's Bush, was talking about the Fallen and how America is praying for the Fallen. And I thought, well, Sinclair Broadcasting wasn't praying for the Fallen. They didn't even want Ted Koppel to read the names of
that's
literally the Fallen.
That's true.
And then I was also thinking about your
Leah, do you mind, instead of calling them the fallen, let's call them the dead.
Yeah, they're
okay.
The dead.
The dead.
They're dead.
Yeah, the dead.
Dead and gone. The evildoer. That's Dudley Do-Right. Dudley Do-Right talked about evildoers.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
The Canadian Mountie.
Right.
Yeah, or the caricature of the Canadian Mountie, the cartoon character, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, well, that's Bush. That's George Bush. That's George Bush all over. Leah, thanks for checking in. I appreciate your call. Graham is calling from Atlanta. Hey, Graham, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mike.
Well, let her rip.
I just wanted to make the point that there's been a lot of rhetoric about George Bush setting up a free society setting up free societies in the Middle East. But if you read the constitutions of Afghanistan and Iraq, they are clearly Islamic republics, not free societies. That means that the laws of the clergy supersede the laws of the constitution.
That's what it seems to me. Well, they're not interested in setting up democracies in the Middle East. That's a scam to get the American public to support this war of aggression. What they're interested in setting up are countries that appear to be a republic, but is run by a dictator that we control, kind of like Marcos did in the Philippines and Noriega did in Panama and Somoza did in Nicaragua and Batista did in Cuba. It just goes on and on. Hey, listen, we got a break here. Thank you, Graham. I appreciate you checking in. Quick break, folks. We'll be back. This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy.
Mr. Hampton, you're hired.
Thank you. You placed the largest newspaper help wanted ad I've ever seen.
652 words. Unbelievably pricey, but we found the perfect person.
The only thing not in your ad was the salary.
Ah, for the first year, you'll make nothing.
What?
Well, newspaper ad that size, we have to pay for it some way.
But how do I eat? Where do I sleep?
On the lovely cot in our boiler room. There's tons of canned food, and you can use the 7th floor bathroom day or night. Isn't that swell?
Yeah, swell.
What's more swell is helpwantedmadison.com. Unlimited words to describe the job, place as many ads as you want for one low price. Helpwantedmadison.com. Amazing. What's wrong with Mr. Saycate?
He placed a help wanted ad in the newspaper.
Again?
He used lots of words to describe the job.
Again?
He just got the humongous bill.
You were going to tell him about helpwantedmadison.com.
Well.
You said unlike newspapers, with helpwantedmadison.com, you can use unlimited words to describe the job.
Even place as many ads as you want for one low price.
So why not tell him?
And missing his tear-streaked, runny nose, puffy eye breakdown every month?
He just blew his nose in his tie.
Ew.
Helpwantedmadison.com. Long name, amazing results.
Get behind the mic. Madison's new progressive talk station, The Mic, 92.1. WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
CNN Radio News, I'm Paul Chambers. The House has overwhelmingly approved a major restructuring of the nation's intelligence gathering agencies. Our John Bisney has more from Washington.
It took more than 3 years for the government to investigate the terrorist attacks and propose solutions, and now the House has finally cleared landmark legislation to revamp how the U.S. gathers and analyzes intelligence. The Pentagon spy agencies and the CIA will report to a new national intelligence director, and border security will be strengthened. House Republican Steve King.
These are important steps in restructuring the intelligence community, in law enforcement, in transportation security, and in international affairs.
Critics wanted even more steps against illegal immigration, but were told that would be addressed when Congress returns in January. John Bisney, CNN Radio, Capitol Hill.
An FBI memo is alleging abuses of suspected enemy combatants in Cuba. A senior counterterrorism official last summer outlined 3 cases in 2002 that FBI agents had become aware of while serving at the naval prison.
The ACLU's Amrit Singh says there's even more information out there.
We think that there are a lot of documents still out there that the government has not turned over, that the government has continued to withhold from us, and we will continue to fight to get those documents into the public domain.
The FBI memo states agents observed a dog being used against prisoners, intense isolation of prisoners in a cell flooded with light, grabbing of the genitals, and the gagging of a prisoner with duct tape. An FBI official confirmed the memo's authenticity. A classified cable from the CIA's station chief in Baghdad warns that the situation in Iraq is deteriorating and likely to continue to do so. Republican Senator Chuck Hagel says it's not unexpected.
Obviously, the insurgents are doing everything they can to intimidate the Iraqi people from participating in the scheduled elections on January 30th. I think it will get worse.
This is CNN Radio News.
Attention smokers, find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
The American job market still suffering a cold. Here's our Cheryl Castro.
More Americans will be getting pink slips. Outplacement firm Challenger Gray & Christmas reports announced job cuts last month topped the 100,000 mark.
This is another indication that not only are employers not creating jobs, they're also continuing to cut jobs, especially if their businesses are unprofitable as they near year end.
CEO John Challenger says higher health care and energy costs for employers and employees are taking a toll. The telecommunications sector was hardest hit by planned job cuts. Cheryl Castro, CNN Radio, Atlanta.
The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations says all sides are to blame for the humanitarian disaster in the Darfur region of Sudan. John Danforth says, quote, "We're getting nowhere." He says Sudan's government, its militia, and the rebels in Darfur refused to honor signed agreements. This is news from CNN Radio. Small wine producers are hoping for some relief from the U.S. Supreme Court. Maria Boynton reports justices are considering arguments for and against interstate wine sales.
Dan Baldwin is director of winemaking at Chateau Alon Wineries just outside Atlanta. He says there are so many laws and complications, it's been difficult getting a handle on who they can and cannot ship wine to.
You'll have two customers, one from one state and one from another, and we can say, yes, we can ship to your home five bottles of wine, but no, we can't send wine to your house to the other person.
Which Baldwin calls terrible for the wine industry. Maria Boynton, CNN Radio Atlanta.
Automakers are suing the state of California over its proposed emissions regulations. They would become the world's toughest laws they're considering right now. The automakers argue that vehicle emission standards are the federal government's responsibility. I'm Paul Chambers. This is the CNN Radio Network.
The Randy Rhoads Show. There's no one else like her.
It is like Orwell. I don't know if you remember in the book, they would change the newscast in the middle of the newscast, and everybody would just accept that that was true. That's how George Bush behaves. He said he wanted Osama bin Laden dead or alive, and by the end of the newscast, he said he doesn't spend much time on him. We changed wars just like in 1984, and nobody caught on.
The Randy Rhoads Show, 2 to 5. On Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1.
A, B, C, D, D, I can't remember.
Poor nutrition in his first 5 years can limit memory development. Get proper nutrition before it's too late. Call or visit WIC. WIC provides nutrition information, healthcare referrals, even food. To find out more, call 1-866-WIC-INFO. Your child has you, and you have WIC. Brought to you by the National WIC Association and the Ad Council.
Always correct.
but never right.
It's time for Mike Malloy to step up to the mic online at themike921.com.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. Phone number here is 866-303-2270. And John is calling from Chandler, Arizona. John, welcome to the program.
Thanks a lot. This is John from Chandler, Arizona. How are you doing?
Just fine. How are you, sir?
Good. Hey, I'm calling in a couple of different parts here. I have a son that's in Iraq. He's a Marine.
I'm sorry to hear that.
So am I. When I voted this year, I did not vote for Bush. I voted for Kerry. But, of course, my vote did not count because they said I did not mark I was a United States citizen on my registration form.
Oh, my God.
So my vote did not count. So there my son is. I cannot contact my son because it is against national security for them to give me his address over there.
Well, I never heard of such a thing. Of course, you can contact him, unless he's in some sort of special ops. Does he email you? Does he call you? Do you write to him?
No, he isn't the special ops.
Okay.
But they tell me to support your troops, and they say everything like that. But I can't support my own troop because I don't know where he's at. Have not heard a word in 3 months.
Oh my God, I can't imagine that. I have kids.
It drives me crazy.
I can just imagine.
I hope this great state that I live in of Arizona, this great red state, turns blue very soon because there's more of us coming out here from Michigan where I came from. So I hope it does turn blue very soon. And I hate George Bush. I will say that on your program. I shouldn't do that because he has control over everybody now. But I hate the man. And if something happens to my son, I'm not alone. There's a lot of fathers out there who are going to hate him even worse than what I do.
I hear you.
The thing you said earlier is why I called. Because it really bothered me. I listen to Air America every day, and at my job I'm able to do that.
Right.
Thank God. But when you say that about when your 19-year-old son shoots a child, it's going to change his life.
Right.
And you went on about an hour ago on your show with that speech that you gave. Right. It really bothered me because you do have parents out here who don't support the administration, who do not support George Bush, who thinks George Bush should not even be an elementary school teacher because he can't comprehend the bookwork.
Well, let me ask you, John, obviously my statement upset you. How did it upset you? Tell me how it upset you.
It came back to me as seeing my son, myself, in my own eyes, shooting that child.
Right.
Seeing my son get his arm blown off.
Right.
And it really shook me up.
I can understand.
It really did. If we are going to get together as a party, as a Democratic Party, we can't say things like that and do things like that because you hit me hard to where I don't want to listen to Air America sometimes because the comments are made like that.
I understand.
Strong comments.
I understand.
We need to get together as a people and not give speeches like that.
Okay,
you're not
Jan,
the only one on Air America. I can name others, but I won't. That say things without thinking.
No, let me respond to what you're saying, John, and just listen for a second before you comment. No offense meant to you or your family. My heart bleeds for you. I'm a parent, just like you're a parent. I probably could not stand I couldn't handle what you're going through. You have my sympathy, and you have my respect, and I hope that your son makes it back okay. Anything that I do on this program is spontaneous. We don't rehearse. We don't write. We don't. Usually, when I start a program at 10 o'clock Eastern Time, I might have a general idea what I'm going to talk about. I might have four or five topics that I've printed off the internet, but I have no idea in what direction the program is going to go. So what you heard was strictly spontaneous. Now, my point is, if it's that kind of imagery is what it takes, hard hitting like that, to motivate other parents and people who are not parents to take to the streets and demand that our sons and daughters come home. John, let me tell you something. If this country were attacked, I have my youngest, besides Molly here, is 5 months old. My next youngest is 26. He's a firefighter in South Carolina. When he goes out on a call, he puts his life on the line. If this country were under attack, my son and I would take up weapons and we would shoot and kill to defend this country. But that's not what's... Now, let me finish. Let me finish. I asked you for your permission to let me finish, okay? What we are doing in Iraq is an atrocity. It makes my heart bleed to think that your son and that daughter and this son over here and the cousin and father and the dad and this guy and that guy and that woman and this guy and that guy are all involved in this. It breaks my heart. But if it takes that kind of imagery to get Americans to write their members of Congress or take to the streets and demand that our kids come home, someone needs to shine a light on this atrocity in Iraq and elsewhere. I don't know who in media is doing it. Sometimes I listen to this network when I have time during the day. I hear Randy Rhodes do it sometimes. I hear Janine do it and Sam do it sometimes at night. But as you know, the Bush administration will never let the truth come out about what's going on over there. We can't show coffins coming back from overseas. We can't read a list of dead soldiers in Iraq on television. If we don't talk about it, who will? Isn't it more outrageous that they're trying to hide the truth of what's going on over there? Now, those are purely rhetorical questions to somebody like you who is deeply involved because your son is there. And again, let me say that my heart bleeds for you. It just bleeds for you. I don't know how you're handling it. I don't know how your son is handling it. I hope your son is okay. I would imagine that your son, I would hope that you taught your son that no matter what happens, no matter how they try to tell you that they're sand niggers or gooks or scum or filth or savages, that you don't just shoot indiscriminately. I know that's tough. I've never been in a war zone, but I know people who have. And I know it's difficult to make a call when you're in a war zone. But that's what we're talking about. Maybe it's the hard imagery that I use that will be what it takes. And not just me. I mean, I'm nobody. I'm nobody. I'm nobody. I'm somebody who has a job on this radio network. I'm nobody. But maybe if enough of us talk, and talk like it is, like the woman that called in right before you, and she said the fallen. I said, don't call them fallen. They're dead. If that's what it takes to get Americans to take to the streets and demand our sons and daughters come home, then so be it. Now, that's about all I have to say. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend you, John. I didn't mean to disrespect your son. No disrespect intended to you or your son.
And I totally understand that. And that is what it's going to take to get this country going. With the intelligence bill being passed or going to be passed, it takes more and more rights away from the people of this country.
That's true.
And he is going to be able to do whatever he wants to do with our children, with us, with our grandchildren. It's not going to matter. We will have no freedom.
No, it's not going to come to that.
I compare him to Hitler.
But it's not going to...
But I am not comfortable with my son being over there.
I understand. John,
but hearing that side... of the violence.
I know.
It's hard for me to take.
I understand, sir. It's not going to come to a Nazi-like state, though, in this country. Bush is going to come close to it, but the American people are not going to let it happen. Do me a favor.
I hope the American people have the intelligence to stand up and realize who this person is, who their children are that are fighting overseas, and take control of this country.
I hear you. Stay in touch, John. Let me know when you hear from your son. Would you let this audience know, because you got a bunch of people that just heard your phone call, and now they're going to be thinking about your son. They're going to be focusing on your son, and those that pray are going to be praying for your son's safety, okay?
Can I say one thing?
Sure.
Send care packages, you guys. They're not going to get to who possibly you want them to get to, but send them because they are going to get to somebody.
I hear you. John, stay in touch with us, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for checking in.
Can't walk you out in the morning dew. I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Can't walk you out in the morning dew. But I heard a young man cry. Thought I heard a young man cry.
Now, for a Mother Jones pop quiz. Are these statements true or false? George W. Bush has been nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize. 60% of U.S. companies pay no income tax. The Pentagon has lost some nukes. 42 million tons more pollutants can be released under Bush's Clean Skies plan. Ready for the answers? All true. Learn this and more when you subscribe to Mother Jones at ReadMojo.com. You can sign up for just $10 a year. So subscribe now at ReadMojo.com.
The notion of a 40-hour work week is several hours short of reality. Working long hours is a given when you run your own business. That's why Sam's Club carries products to help make that easier. You can count on Sam's Club to have just what you need. Bounty paper towels, Charmin bath tissue, Puffs tissues, and other quality brands, all at everyday low costs. After all, we know that time and money are important to you. Helping you make the most of both is why we're here. Sam's Club. We are in business for small business.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed. Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-882-7408. That's 1-800-882-7408. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-882-7408. Again, 1-800-882-7408.
It's time for a progressive roll call.
I'm on the mic.
Madison's Progressive Talk, the mic 92.1, now brings you Madison's Progressive Voicemail. Call us at 663-7291, day or night, to make your voice heard.
I love pretty much everything about this new station.
Tell us what you like or don't like, and we might use it on the air. Call 663-7291.
I just wanted to thank you. Thank you so much.
It's Madison's Progressive Voicemail from Madison's Progressive Talk. The mic 92.1.
Nelson Paint, baseline right on the way. Good! They're going to count the basket or not? You betcha. Count the basket by Andy Nelson and a foul.
The Wisconsin women's basketball team defend the Kohl Center on Saturday, December 11th as they take on UW Green Bay. Tip-off is at 1:30 p.m. Fans will also enjoy a Bucky poster courtesy of Fujifilm, Pioneer Photo Albums, and Woodman's. For more information or to order your tickets, call 1-800-GO-BADGERS or visit uwbadgers.com.
Did you know that you could donate your old car, no matter what condition it's in, to a wonderful charity that will give you up to 50% of the car's value in cash and also get the maximum tax deduction? That's right. Kids in Need will take your car no matter what condition it's in. Proceeds from these vehicles will be used to distribute a phonics reading program for underprivileged kids. There's no better gift for a child than the gift of learning to read. And for a limited time, while supplies last, Kids in Need will also give a $1,000 gift certificate to everyone who donates a car.
So you can donate your car to charity, receive up to 50% of the value in cash, receive a tax deduction, and get a $1,000 gift certificate. Call Kids in Need now at 1-888-HUG-KIDS. That's 1-888-HUG-KIDS. And at the same time, you'll be giving the gift of reading to kids in need. What a fantastic way to get great value out of your old car, no matter what condition it's in. Call 1-888-HUG-KIDS now. Free pickup and towing. Call 1-888-HUG-KIDS.
Snow is formed when water in clouds is exposed to frigid temperatures. The Infiniti G35's intelligent all-wheel drive gives you the traction you need. Sun turns snow to water. The G35 takes it in stride. Its all-wheel drive system varying the power between front and rear wheels as needed. Water evaporates, leaving dry ground. The G35's all-wheel drive shifts power to the rear wheels for responsive handling. The elements, as experienced by the Infiniti G35 sedan with intelligent all-wheel drive. The 2004 Infiniti G35 comes with a 260-horsepower V6, automatic transmission, and available intelligent all-wheel drive that changes with the weather for $33,690. See your Infiniti dealer for a test drive and an attractive lease deal of $359 a month for 42 months with an initial payment of $2,859. Or visit Infiniti.com.
Tax, title, and license extra. Call 1-800-862-0406 for lease details. Offer ends 11-104. MSRP for 2004 G35 automatic leather AWD model with sunroof includes $590 destination charge. Excludes tax, title, and license. Dealer sets actual price.
A new day in talk radio. Common sense. From the left side of the dial. The mic. 92.1. Madison's Progressive Talk.
All America is saddened when one of our soldiers loses life. On the other hand, I think most Americans understand the cause is important and the cause is just.
Well, George, then why don't you send your daughters into battle? Why don't you have everybody in your administration that has a kid between the ages of 17 and 35 send their children into battle? If Jenna and Barbara were to go, they can go to over here to Fort Jackson, South Carolina. That would probably be where they took basic if they live in D.C. with you and Mrs. Bush. Send your daughters. Set an example. Mayor Richard Daley of Chicago, Democratic mayor, his only son just enlisted. Didn't have to do that. The son is a dropout from West Point and kind of dropped out of some other stuff, too. But the kid, he's not a kid. He's in his, in his late 20s. I think his late 20s. But he notified his mother and father. Broke his mother's heart. And his dad is trying to keep a stiff upper lip. But the mayor of Chicago's son, Richie Daley's son, decided to join up as a grunt. Not as an officer, which is what he would have gotten in West Point, but as, just a grunt. Boots on the ground. George, boots on the ground. You've heard that expression before. You weasel. You've heard it. Boots on the ground, Mr. Bush. Get Jenna and Barbara to put their boots on the ground. Do you want to do that, George? Why is somebody else's son, why is John in Arizona's son not as important as Jenna and Barbara Bush? Huh? Suit them up, George. Get them one of those snappy jackets. Send them to Fort Jackson. Let them take basic. They'll be fine. They'll be fine. They can go into communications or something. And then they can go to Iraq. George, let them go to Iraq. And maybe they'll be in a command center someplace and an RPG will come in. And Jenna will be armless for the rest of her life. How about that? No? Is that too graphic? Come on, George, you got two military-age children. Your Defense Department is about to institute a draft. You know it. I know it. Everybody knows it. You're a giggling murderer, Mr. Bush. Why not contribute your daughters into the giggling, farcical, murderous rampage that you and your cronies seem to be on? Why not just go? Just go for it, dude. Hell, you get Jen and Barbara to sign up? Damn. There'll be hundreds of thousands of young Americans willing to sign up if Jen and Barbara set the example, right? Come on, George. Talk it over with Mrs. Bush. Talk it over with your mama and your pappy. Sit down over Christmas. carve up that big old Christmas turkey, and when the girls come in all high and stoned and flopping around from too much drink the night before, just sit them down and say, guess what, girls? Your country needs you. And I need you. Want you to go enlist in the army. Why not, George? Set an example. Set a fine Christian example there, George. Send your daughters off to Fort Jackson, South Carolina. Let them take their basic. Let them ship out to Iraq. No? Bad idea? Okay. Sorry. Never mind. Joshua is calling from Eugene, Oregon. Joshua, welcome to the program.
Oh, hello, Mike.
Hey.
How you doing?
Fine. How are you?
Josh, I'm on. Hey, I just want to call. Thank you for being in Eugene, being available in Eugene now. Lots of people here in Eugene are glad to hear you guys.
Hey, we're pleased to have the network there. We're real thrilled to be in Eugene, Oregon. Thank you.
Yeah, you have a lot of followers here for sure. So the reason I called tonight, we've been talking a lot about Iraq, and a lot of it's about nonviolence. And nonviolence is something that's very important to me. And you're also talking about the Mustangs earlier.
Right.
Which is another issue about unnecessary violence. I wanted to point out the fact that our diet, the American diet, for the most part is the animal-based diet, which is, for the most part, unnecessary. And it's really bad in a lot of ways. Number one, it's bad for our health. It's a plant-based diet is a much healthier diet.
Right.
And it's bad for our environment. The animal food industry is one of the number one polluters of our waterways.
That's right.
And this is a Republican-dominated industry by corporate factory farms. You probably know this.
Right.
And this is something that's simply not talked about. And I think as Democrats, if we want to make it a point to live nonviolent lifestyles, this is something we have to address, and we have to be consistent, because nonviolence really begins at breakfast.
Yeah, I understand that point of view, and I think basically karmically. You're absolutely correct. Whether or not that attitude will ever prevail in this country is probably not going to happen. But you make a good point, Joshua.
Mike, can I have just one quote from Albert Einstein?
If you could do it in 10 seconds.
Yeah, nothing will benefit human health and increase chances for survival on Earth as much as the evolution of a vegetarian diet.
There you go. Thank you, Joshua. Appreciate your call. We'll be right back. This is Air America Radio.
Larry King here with a timely message. These days, keeping my immune system strong is more important than ever. That's why I believe in getting more from my vitamin C, the advanced protection of Ester C. Advanced because Ester C is the only vitamin C with metabolites. Advanced because it's already in a form my body can use. So do what I do and help your immune system face the challenge. Get the advanced protection of Ester C. Are you getting advanced protection from your vitamin C?
Look for Ester C at Kmart, Kroger, and everywhere vitamins are sold.
Hey, you've reached Chris and Jim. Leave a message. Hey, sweetie, it's me. You're not going to believe this. I'm still here. Looks like I'm going to be late again, so don't wait for me for dinner, okay? I'm really sorry. I love you. See you later. Okay, bye.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and equalmarriage.ca.
Just in time for the holidays, the Mike 92.1 has a special stocking stuffer for you. It's a handcrafted keepsake that will warm progressive hearts all year long. It's Madison's Progressive Voicemail. Call 663-7291 now. You can leave a season's greetings for your favorite progressive. You can even sing us a carol. Just call 663-7291. We might put your message on the air so you can tell your loved ones, I'm on the mic. Madison's Progressive Voicemail is on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
Are you a business owner or manager? Are you interested in increasing your sales and traffic? Would you like to invite quality, educated prospects into your business? If so, you need to step up to the mic. The Mic 92.1 is Madison's fastest-growing radio station, reaching a new listening audience on a new station in a new format. You think these consumers might be interested in new products and services like yours? We do, and we want to help you talk to them. The Mike's Marketing Solutions team specializes in custom programs that help you use your hard-earned dollars in the most efficient and effective way. Call the Mike today at 276-1300. The Mike listeners are passionate about their favorite shows and their favorite station. They're loyal to their new station and loyal to the sponsors that support it. Let us show you how to invite them into your business. Step up to the Mike 92.1 and put us to work for you. Call the Mike at 276-1300. Thank you for listening and supporting Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
This is actor Angie Harmon working as a volunteer tutor. Here she's teaching kids to spell habeas corpus. Here, prosecutable. Angie played a lawyer on TV.
To find out how you can volunteer in your community, go to usafreedomcorps.gov or call 1-877-USA-CORPS. When you help your neighbors, you help your nation. Make a difference. Volunteer. This public service message brought to you by USA Freedom Corps and the Ad Council.
Madison's Progressives are on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
Last week on Air America, Al Franken took Rush Limbaugh to task for telling his ditto heads that citizens of Fallujah are joyfully returning to their homes and hordes. Franken was quick to point out that there was absolutely no evidence that Limbaugh's claim was anything more than a drug-induced hallucination. I'm Lee Rayburn, and here's the real story on Fallujah from Sunday's Boston Globe. Moments after Kerry conceded the election, President Bush ordered American troops to overtake the insurgent-infested Fallujah, sending 300,000 liberated Iraqis from their homes. Now that the insurgents have been temporarily quelled, our dwindling coalition of the willing is now ready for Fallujah residents to return. The problem our troops are now facing is how exactly to identify insurgents from Iraqis, completely disregarding military reports that in many cases Iraqis are the insurgents. Like Vietnam, it's just not possible to tell the good guys from the bad. So our military intelligence has reached a sound solution that speaks volumes about what spreading American-style freedom and liberty looks like. Instead of allowing the 300,000 exiled residents of Fallujah to return to their homes, they're all being corralled into an internment camp on the outskirts of town. They call it a processing center. Our military is planning to take DNA samples from each returning resident and create a database identifying each resident with a retinal scan. It gets worse. Upon their return home, each resident of Fallujah will be forced to wear a badge at all times showing their name and address. Badge, where have I heard of that before? Once they've given their DNA sample and their retina scan and donned their new ID badges, the folks of Fallujah will be bussed back into town where cars are now illegal. There is concern among those troops in-country that we will not be able to complete this task before the Iraqi elections at the end of January. Not that Rush Limbaugh cares about what our troops are saying. U.S. commanders are calling the new Fallujah a model city, which, if effective, will be used to quell the resistance throughout Iraq. This is what spreading American-style freedom and liberty looks like. Faced with this freedom and liberty, who wouldn't revolt? I'm Lee Rayburn. Join me Saturdays from noon to 3, only on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
A new level of relevance. Stirring the senses. Stirring sensibilities. The Mike 92.1.
Has he Madison's Progressive Talk. Much he hates these people? It's more of Mike Malloy.
Twenty-five before the hour. Audrey is calling from Chicago. Audrey, welcome to the program. Hey, Audrey.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm calling for two things. I just wanted to say how much I appreciate your show, and I'm so glad I get to listen to it on the internet. I'm very fortunate.
Well, thank you. That's very kind. Eventually, we're going to be on the air again in Chicago. I promise.
Yeah, I know, but I'm not holding my breath because I want to live.
okay.
Anyway, the reason why I called was one of your prior callers had mentioned that 9/11 was a significant date for other reasons, and as I recall, I believe that was the date in 1973 when Pinochet took over the Allende government in Chile.
Yeah, that was the day that Allende was driven out, and then several days later he was murdered. And the blood of that murder is some of the blood that's all over Henry Kissinger. It was sanctioned by the United States, Nixon and Kissinger, and there were too many American corporate interests to allow Chile to go socialist, so they had to murder him.
I know. You know how you mentioned earlier, you know, you're talking about the Christians and stuff. I happen to be a Christian, but let me tell you something. I am so busy repenting my own sins to care about yours, you know?
Right.
And, you know, and I think that's what we all need to do. And instead of getting offended about what you say, just listen to the truth. You know, you have to say what you have to say. I mean, big deal, you know. So you're an atheist. In fact, I have a lot of good friends who are atheists.
Well, I kind of hate the term. I'm just not a believer. You know, I have what I think. I don't know. What I think is spirituality that works for me. I'm just guessing because spirituality is something, not something you can easily or readily identify or codify or demonstrate. But to me, it's spirituality. On the other hand, I may just be an empty shell. There may be nothing there whatsoever. But people who truly follow the teachings of Christ, I have great respect for. You know, who truly follow the teachings of Muhammad, or truly follow the lessons from the Old Testament, the Hebrew Bible, or truly follow some of the teachings. You understand what I'm trying to say?
Oh, you know, and my point was that those of us who really are believers shouldn't be worried about what you believe. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
Sure. Get the before you pick the mite out of someone else's eye, get the fence post out of your own. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I understand.
And that's my point.
Okay.
But anyway, keep trucking, keep preaching, preacher. I love you and Kathy and the babe.
Thanks, so, Audrey.
You take care.
Thanks for checking in.
Happy holidays, all of them.
Thanks. Merry Christmas.
Bye.
He said Merry Christmas. Well, Macy's won't do it, so I'll do it. Chuck is calling from North Carolina. Chuck, welcome to the program. Hey, Chuck.
Mike.
Yes, sir.
I'm a friend of Jeremy Hinsman, a guy up in Canada.
Really? The one whose story we were just talking about?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I work here in Fayetteville, Fort Bragg, as a GI counselor. We counsel GIs who want to get out of the military.
What can you add to that that story, or is it pretty much...
Well, that was a very good story. I'd read it already, you know, before you read it. I'm just very grateful that you speak of that, because I think of Jeremy as a very brave guy. He took his life in his hands.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, he went to Afghanistan. He served in Afghanistan already.
Oh, yeah.
He's not somebody who's scared of going into harm's way.
Right, he's airborne.
But he also has a conscience. And, you know, it's interesting. His wife is named Na. She's Vietnamese. She came to this country when she was like 2 years old as a refugee from Vietnam.
Wow.
Her family. And so here she is. It's a little mind-blowing. Here she is, a refugee again. Although she's game, she's a strong person as well. I think these are, Jeremy is one of a small but growing band of folks. In fact, I recommend you take a look. If you were to Google the name of Pablo Paredes, P-A-R-E-D-E-S, he's a Navy petty officer who was supposed to ship out yesterday from San Diego with 3,000 Marines, and he announced to the press that he was not going because he doesn't believe in the war. He made a public statement, refused to get on the ship, said he'd rather serve time in jail than support this immoral war. And I don't know what's going to happen to him, because he's putting himself in harm's way, and he's not running, he's not heading off to Canada, but he's a brave guy too. And there's going to be more people like this. And by the way, could I mention our website? Because
absolutely.
We do GI counseling at Quaker House. It's a Quaker Peace Project. in Fayetteville. Been here since 1969, and our website is quakerhouse.org. Check it out. And thank you for mentioning these folks who are actually taking their life in their hands to resist this war. I hope there's going to be more of them, and I hope that you will continue to follow them.
I will. You're talking about American Friends Service Committee.
Well, nope. We are a Quaker outfit, but we are our own group. So.
Well, super.
Right.
Say the website again.
It is quakerhouse.org.
All right. Thanks a lot for checking in, Chuck, and stay in touch.
If
by
you
the
need
way,
a bureau chief in Fayetteville, can I apply?
Let me check with the producer. Do we have a bureau chief in Fayetteville, Kathy? No, we don't. Okay, you got it.
All right.
Do me a favor. If you come up with any of these situations, I don't want to call them stories, these human experiences of people, soldiers that are resisting, if you'll just send me a link to the story, we'll try to get as many on the air as possible.
Okay, there haven't been many who've been willing to go public.
I know.
There was one last year, a Marine from the West Coast named Stephen Funk. He refused, and they wound up court-martialing him. They tried to convict him of desertion, but they were only got him for AWOL, and they sent him out here all the way across the country to Camp Lejeune to do 6 months in the brig. They wanted to isolate him, and they were worried about him because he also announced he was gay. But we were asked to help, and we organized people to visit him and to write to him. He received more than 1,000 letters while he was in the brig, and that put the brig staff on notice that he was not forgotten or isolated.
That's right.
And I'm happy to say that he did not have any trouble while he was inside. He's now out, back on the West Coast, in school, getting on with it, and he's a peace hero, if you ask me. So there'll be more.
All right, Chuck, keep us posted, okay?
All right.
All right, take care, sir. Thanks for checking in. I appreciate your call. That sounds like the letter-writing campaign, almost, that we do for Amnesty International. Are you a member of Amnesty? If you're not, you should be. You know, come on. You know, Amnesty International. You send them what you want. What is it, Kathy? $25, $35 is the minimum thing, Amnesty International. I remember the first letter-writing campaign I participated in. It was three people. I wrote four. One was in South Africa. One was in, Laos, and I forget where the third one was because it was a long time ago, 25 years ago. But the letter-writing campaign for Amnesty, when there's a prisoner of conscience, somebody who's locked up for their religious or their political or their social beliefs, somebody who's locked up for that, that's what Amnesty does. And they send you the name of a prisoner, and then you write to the head of state in that country. Hi, I know you have Pham Dan Long locked up in prison because, you know, he refuses to be re-educated. I live in Atlanta, Georgia, and I just wanted to let you know I know about him. I know what you're doing. It's very effective. And that's what Chuck's letter-writing campaign is a little bit different. I mean, in this country, you could send 1 million letters to a prisoner, the authorities of a prisoner of conscience. It wouldn't make any difference to these thugs. But to write to somebody who is doing time as a prisoner of conscience, you understand what I'm saying there. I'm sorry if I went way off in left field trying to draw the comparison, but you understand what I'm saying. Daniel is calling from Chicago. Daniel, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hey.
I have something to say about Iraq, but first I'd just like to defend religion a bit and say that religion at its best is just people of spirituality in a group.
Okay, I'll buy that. You sound pretty young. How old are you, Daniel?
I'm 15.
Okay, that's a good definition of religion. I like that. That works for me. Okay.
Yeah, I was just calling. You may have already spoken about this on the show. I just tuned in recently, but I've seen an article last week or so about on Guerrilla News, and I don't think it's conclusive, so I don't want to jump to conclusions, but I've seen some fairly good supposedly eyewitness reports that we may have been using poison gas and phosphorus weapons in Fallujah.
Yeah, I saw that. I went with one story that mistakenly called it napalm-like material, but got corrected. A couple of people sent me emails and said, no, it's a phosphorus-like substance. And I don't know if you've had science class, but when I was in science class in high school, Daniel, we experimented with phosphorus, and it's a vicious, vicious element. Is it an element, Kathy, or is it a?
Yeah.
It is an element. Yeah, it's a vicious element when it hits air. it yeah. ignites, and it gets on your skin, and you can't get it off. It just burns down to the bone.
And it doesn't go out with water?
No,
and it
no, you can't.
Water.
Right.
Yeah.
It's awful stuff, awful stuff.
Yeah, I just wanted to get that out there. I wasn't sure if anyone knew.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. We talked about it, I think, last week. You and I have spoken before, right, Daniel?
Yeah.
Okay. Take care, Daniel. Thanks for checking in.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right, sir. Appreciate your call. We'll be right back. Quick break. This is Air America Radio.
It wasn't all that long ago that we started military operations. We've been there, how many days? Are you counting the days?
Do you know where your children are on the internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss.
For every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives a dollar towards the education on internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the internet. Childabuseunit.com.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
The Majority Report. It's not your grandfather's talk show.
Sean Hannity's version of the world, version of religion, will never be changed. And today we had an office meeting. I was on the speakerphone, and clearly we didn't get the best of Sean Hannity. Let me tell you something. There is no best to get of Sean Hannity. There is no best to get of Napoleon or Archie Bunker.
The Majority Report, weeknights 7 to 9.
On Medicine's Progressive Talk.
The Mic, 92.1.
Bring some magic to this holiday season by taking your family to see Nutcracker Fantasy. One performance Saturday, December 11th. The director of Madison's own Nutcracker presents an original adaptation of the traditional music and dances you've come to cherish. Experience a performance that will last all season, featuring a live orchestra, spectacular staging, and captivating dancers. Be sure to see Madison's affordable Nutcracker Fantasy on Saturday, December 11th at the Wisconsin Union Theater. Call 262-2201 for tickets.
I have these nightmares. This taco, not just an ordinary taco, but this big evil taco is haunting me.
Guacamole.
You see, I was exposed to credit cards in college, and I wasn't the most responsible person back then.
Go, go, go!
I mean, I heard the words credit card and thought, hey, hey, free money! Plane ticket to spring break? Credit card. New skis? Credit card. 135 taco dinners? Bam! Credit card. But hey, it's not too late to do something about your credit. Get ScorePower from Equifax.com. ScorePower gives you your credit report, credit score, and it puts you on the road toward the credit you deserve for just $14.95. So, check out Equifax.com today and get that taco you ate 7 years ago out of your life.
Get Score Power at Equifax.com or 1-877-4-EQUIFAX. That's EQUIFAX. Equifax.
Adios, Taco.
Get the power. Score Power at Equifax.com.
My name is Kathy, and I met my husband Michael at eHarmony.com.
My name is Gina, and I met my husband Tom through eHarmony.com.
My name's Jennifer, and I met my husband Jack on eHarmony.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Neil Clark Warren, founder of eHarmony.com. These are just a few of the hundreds of eHarmony marriages. Dating services give you a picture in a paragraph. We go a lot deeper. We start with a personality profile that features 29 dimensions of compatibility, crucial to a long-term relationship. And if you go to eHarmony.com right now, we'll give you this $40 profile free. And then we'll find you a soulmate based on compatibility in the most important areas of life. Visit eHarmony.com today and get your free personality profile.
My name is Becky, and I met my husband, Tom, on eHarmony.com.
A lot of happy guys out there tonight, thanks to eHarmony.com.
Listen to Madison's Progressive Talk online, anytime, at themike921.com. And join Mark and me for Morning's Edition from 5 to 8 on The Mike 92.1.
I have said repeatedly, we are in a dangerous phase of this war. And as we learned, we lost life. But nevertheless, it is worth it, and it is necessary.
Okay, get Barbara and Jenna out there. Come on, George, put them in one of those snap uniforms. Get them out there. Give them a weapon. Show them a picture of an Iraqi Arab Muslim, and say, that's what you kill, daughters. Go kill. Yeah, that'll happen the day they open a Dipper Dan franchise in the deepest ring of hell, won't it? Of course. Kelly is calling from Huntsville, Alabama. Kelly, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Doing fine, sir. How are you?
Pretty good. Hey, real quick before I start, that 15-year-old you had that just called in?
Yeah.
I've been listening to you for a long time, and I got to tell you, that show you did about a week or two ago with all the young people calling in,
yeah,
was one of the best shows I've ever heard.
Yeah, me too. I mean, it was real mind-opener for me. It's great. I love to hear from young people. Love to hear them.
A big surprise how intelligent they were, too.
Absolutely.
But I had something I kind of really, in a way, wanted to get your opinion. I've done a lot of stuff. I used to call into your old show. You read my George Bush resume.
Yeah.
And I did everything I could to try to win this election. I'm having a hard time dealing with it. And
I understand.
I've kind of gotten to the point, and this is where I'd like to know what you think. A lot of people... people in general, and especially my friends that voted for Bush, I kind of feel like whatever happens to them, they deserve it. And if they get, you know, shipped out with this backdoor draft, or if they get their job outsourced, or if they lose their overtime pay, I mean, I have no sympathy at all.
Well, I can understand that. As somebody who voted for Bush and then has to deal directly with the consequences of that vote, I understand. I can't advise you on that. I just can tell you this. Take it from an old hand from the 60s, and somebody put this in an email to me the other night. We learned eventually, not then, but we do now, how to distinguish between a soldier and the Pentagon. And there is a difference. The whole military culture is one of chain of command and accepting orders. And there are ways to get out of the military if one just doesn't want to be in the military. But once you're in, you don't make any decisions. You don't make any command and control decisions. You make decisions in the moment, for sure. And sometimes those decisions are ones that are going to eat at your guts for the rest of your life. And may even end your life prematurely because of what we do when we're in combat. Not me, but what people do when they're in combat. So I can understand your point of view, but we must be able to differentiate between the war makers and the young men and now women who are sent to fight those wars. I think that's absolutely necessary.
Well, it's not just the war. I mean,
I understand.
It's every, the economy, your job.
Right. Anybody who's here.
Your Social Security.
Who voted for Bush and suffers as a result of it, I'm with you. Screw it. You know, you brought this on yourself. Deal with it. Suck it up. Love it. Hey, listen, I hate to do this, Kelly.
Okay.
I've got to bail, okay?
Sure.
All right, sir. I appreciate your call. I've got to get the credits in because the people who contributed to this program make the program. It was engineered in New York by Jason Isaac and Colin Tipton. Linda Blake screens our calls. Chris in Minnesota is our senior correspondent. Mark Marshall at MaximumInteractive.com is our webmaster at my website. Ben Birch at White Rose Society archives the program. Jim in Arkansas is our music bureau chief, and Catherine Bay is our executive producer. And check out two websites, AirAmericaRadio.com and MikeMalloy.com. And, well, there's a third one, 51, numeral 51, CapitalMarch.com. And don't forget this Sunday at noon, December 12th at noon, in various state capitals around the country. Be there, okay? Be there. Take your sign. Take yourself. Take your spouse, take your kid, you know, just be there. Put your body out there. Just, hi, I don't agree with the election. I think it was a fraud. I don't like this, and I'm here to protest. You know, that's all. You don't have to beat people up. Matter of fact, you can't beat people up and make them say I love you. But you got to get out there. You got to go. You know, we're going to go. We're going to interrupt Kathy's poker game. All right. She plays poker every once in a while with this group of motley, crazed women, and usually wins. So the poker game is going to be interrupted while Kathy and I and Molly... Will this be Molly's first demonstration. Right, okay. We'll have to get some pictures. 5 months old. When she gets older, she's going to whip both our asses. She's going to say, what were you thinking? You know, I was a five-month-old baby. No, she won't. She'll love it. David is calling from Spokane, Washington. David, I'm sorry, we got about a minute. Go ahead, pal.
Real quick, tonight on the CBC News, I get the Canadian news on my satellite dishes.
Right.
And they had an item, a guy in Albuquerque, New Mexico, has a website where he's trying to sell, merchandise for people that travel overseas to pass themselves off as Canadian.
I saw that.
I don't blame him because whenever I go to Canada, I blend in with the locals.
Yeah. Yeah.
And also, we've got a governor's race here going on right now where we're in a manual recount. So
yes.
Keep your fingers crossed for Kristen Gregoire.
All right.
And I hope to be your Eastern Washington Bureau Chief and keep an eye on Canada as well.
Eastern Washington. Do we have an Eastern Washington Bureau Chief, Kathy? We don't? All right. I think you can have that, David.
You want me to email you for more details?
Yes. Just send your check. You know there's money involved.
Oh, there's money involved?
I'm just kidding. No, and, David, David, you're it. Just stay in touch.
Because I like to keep my eye on the
West Coast. Here's what you have to do.
Here's
what you have. David, here's what you have to do as a Bureau Chief. When you find a link to a story, send me the link. Don't send me the story. Send me the link. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Take care, sir.
I'll talk to you later.
You have a nice evening. Thanks for everyone who participated in the program tonight. No matter how you did that, even you lurkers, you right-wingers. We'll see you tomorrow night for sure. Take care. Watch your back, okay? I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Unfiltered, fresh, and fearless talk.
Today is the first day of my life on tea instead of my life on coffee.
Why?
Because I spent 5 days over Thanksgiving shoving so much food in my stomach that I felt like a tick.
Okay, that's 31-year-old talking.
I ate a whole lot of turkey and drank a whole bunch of booze, so I'm going to look at my life and go, you know, tea.
Unfiltered, weekdays from 8 to 11.
On Medicine's Progressive Talk.
The Mike 92.1.
Okay, we got a Pentium 3 with a 256 meg cache.
Do you wish someone would just talk to you in English about your computer? Using your computer doesn't have to be intimidating. It can be a tool that keeps you connected to the world. Breathe Easy Computer Training will help you in your home learn how to use your computer, whether you're a beginner or learning to use a new piece of software. With friendly one-on-one service, Breathe Easy Computer Training eliminates the fear. You can email info@breatheeasycomputing.com or call 257-3379 for personalized training packages and gift certificates. Oh, and you will be able to understand every word.
It's talk radio from the left side of the dial. The Mike 92.1, Madison's new progressive talk station. WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
CNN Radio News. I'm Paul Chambers. Sweeping legislation that would implement many recommendations of the 9/11 Commission easily clears the House. John Bisney reports the Senate will likely vote on the bill Wednesday.
House approval followed an agreement to satisfy some critics worried the organizational changes in the bill could delay getting time-critical intelligence to troops. The legislation would bring the Pentagon's three spy agencies and the CIA under a new national intelligence director. House Democrat Jane Harman.
This long-overdue legislation will modernize our capabilities, integrate our intelligence collection and analysis efforts, unify our counter-terrorist efforts, and promote intelligence sharing.
The measure is expected to easily clear the Senate Wednesday. Some dissenters wanted the bill to also include tough new immigration restrictions, but that will now wait until next year. John Bisney, CNN Radio, Capitol Hill.
A just-released FBI memo outlines alleged abuses at the U.S. Naval Prison in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Amrit Singh with the ACLU said attorneys forced the government to reveal the information.
Should the government continue to withhold key documents that describe exactly the nature of the U.S. government's involvement in the torture scandal, we will continue to take it up with the court.
The documents tell of alleged abuses of enemy combatants.